Oh, I just got your shirt.
Yeah.
Okay, we are on with episode 25 of Avatar the Eternal Chronicles.
Yay.
Special live edition.
Yes, we are all around the table for the first time ever for some of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what Alice looks like now.
Yeah.
Kind of Yoko Ono-y.
Yeah, but she's not breaking this group apart.
Yeah, now go wail into a microphone and call it music.
No, thank you.
Taking it to Yoko Ono. She's been sitting on her laurels for so long. Nobody's ever made fun of her.
Especially about wailing into a microphone.
Also, no rock group ever broke up on their own. It had to be the woman's fault.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know why I'm defending Yoko Ono.
She doesn't deserve it.
Yeah, I think in this case, like, that might actually be what happened. Yeah.
She literally just wails into a microphone.
No.
Mm. Yeah,
no,
she does. She does.
Have you heard her songs?
No, I mean, like, she also does, you know, she also actually can compose music. She just rarely, if ever, does that. Like, her recording style is, you know, the wailing into the microphone.
No, she wails into a microphone.
Yeah, she's also a composer, though.
Of what?
A composer.
Of what?
Okay.
Music.
What did she compose? Name one thing.
I don't know. I just read her Wikipedia.
Wasn't there a whole Plastic Ono band?
Jesus.
Okay. Let me clarify young Yoko Ono, because I just Google image searched her now.
I have no idea how she looks like when she
looks like a man. She does.
Old her, yes.
Yes.
Mm. Well, that would
We're not saying Alice looks like a man.
Yeah, just one of those people who aged and crossed genders. Like Kenny Rogers.
Danny Elfman.
My impression of Yoko Ono.
I haven't seen Danny Elfman. We got
David Bowie did it twice.
Oh, what does Danny Elfman look like?
He looks like a dude now.
Well, I mean, he actually, you know, stylized himself to kind of look more feminine.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, as he aged, he crossed the gender line twice.
He's trying to look like, what's his face? I forget his name.
I just assumed
Danny
David...
Elfman? He looks like Elton John.
Yes, that's the one.
He looks like Elton John's aunt.
He does, actually. Yep. Yep. Okay. Yep. That's actually the best way to put it.
Here we go.
I'm a big fan of Danny Elfman. Oh, I love Oingo Boingo. And then they just stare at me.
What's up?
Oh, just my parents texting me.
Is that? Oh, it is a smartwatch.
Yes.
Nifty. Smart.
Absolutely a useless toy.
My brother got in on the Pebble Kickstarter, and it now basically just sits on his dresser because...
The first one or the second one?
First one.
Okay.
Well, that's probably because it was the first one instead of the second one.
Still just the idea is kind of... It's unnecessary.
Yeah, but I mean, who doesn't want to have, like, you know, a communication device on their wrist like they're a secret agent? That's the appeal of it to me.
Now we need to come up with smart pens.
I think we have those already. The Surface Pen is pretty damn smart.
It does things.
I know there's a pen that records what you're, like, physically writing and then plays back the...
I know there's some sort of pen where you can just... It's like a weird, like, melts plastic into...
Oh, yeah, the doodly
thing. Chihuahuas apparently don't.
It's a 3D thing.
Yeah. Were you guys playing a role-playing game at some point?
That's Dave yelling from the background. I asked if he wanted to play. He said no several times, but apparently just wants to add color.
Yes.
That's
he just
okay.
wants to be the peanut gallery.
That's another thing. We have a peanut gallery.
Previously on Avatar, the Eternal Chronicles, the party ventured into the spirit world, accompanied by Mue Mue, transformed into the body of a phoenix. While raiding both Fu Han's physical and spirit manor, they discovered Daloon's brother Po, accompanied by Moana and a reluctant Blaze, attempting to rob Fu Han's manor. When the combined group encountered Fu Han in the spirit world, they found him as a godlike figure, literally larger than life. Sensing they were out of their league, our heroes retreat to get help from the Avatar.
But first, I'm saving my new spirit friend.
Yes. Yeah, that's happening. Immediately right now, we ended on a cliffhanger.
Yep.
A cliffhanger where our new spirit friend was suddenly falling to the earth because they weren't in the talons of a phoenix anymore.
Right.
And they certainly weren't on the back of a flying bison.
Oh, yeah, that's right, the tree snake.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the tree snake fall.
So, glad to.
I'm diving after.
You do that.
That sure is falling.
Okay, yeah. So you're leaping off Weimei and trying to...
Well, I wasn't even gliding.
Gliding.
Oh, right.
Because two airbenders
right,
are...
Right.
Yeah.
And then there's like 800 other people.
Right, the assembled crew that I didn't actually want in the finale, but I got myself stuck in a corner. And then you guys unstuck me by leaping.
You're welcome, because it was my idea.
I'm sorry for dragging them into this. I'm not sorry. I really like Belize.
Okay. Would you like to make me an obstacle 2 speed test?
Speed. Oh, wait. I am glad. Okay. Look what that does.
I believe you get 2 free dice.
Okay, that helps.
You can also grab from my dice. Yeah. I don't care.
We don't need the die roll already. We're around a table.
Yes. Okay, fine. And we have deces.
We have deces.
I think Kevin's cheating with d20s.
Well, actually, I should probably cheat with d20s as well.
If it's over 10,
I would like maybe
3
more?
There you go.
That's all you do.
Okay.
There you go.
Christ.
Is this empty? No, there's one more piece in it. I'm going to move this slower.
Okay.
Anybody wants
to put it on top of the board games?
Okay, fine.
Yeah, please don't put it on top of the board.
No,
the condensation.
Yeah.
Make them less resistant.
Oh,
shit.
What are we...
He's halfway.
No.
Glad to know this is... No, that doesn't go. This is 12, so... That would be 2.
Balls.
You don't even have...
That's an 8.
Okay, that works.
Why do I have a cat toy?
Because... And that's a no. I only have 1.
1 success?
Yes. These 20s are confusing me.
I have actually.
Wait a second. No, that's
they're not very
sorry. 7 is a that's a success.
No, no, but isn't this a d20?
Take the 1 away.
Oh wait, huh? Oh, like used.
If it's over 10, subtract 10.
Yeah. Okay.
That's all you do.
Yeah. So that's a 7. So you have 2 successes.
Okay. So
yeah.
So this works, and this doesn't.
That does not.
And
this
doesn't.
Way easier.
Okay.
Than...
So I do have 2.
Okay, great. There's some actual d10s.
Yeah.
Apparently,
yeah.
I'm the only person who owns them.
I have
3 d10s. I just
I have 2.
Look, I
this
keep
four,
on attending
six,
magic
for eight,
releases,
10.
And I keep on giving
I
you these
I have 9 d10s right here.
Granted, they're countdown dice, but
I played World of Darkness, so I have mountains of d10s.
And when I played World of Darkness, I used an online die roll. Shout out to Brock
World
Jones for making that thing.
I used d20s again and just did the same thing.
I don't know who Brock Jones is.
Some guy.
Yeah, but he made a really useful
die roll. Like pretty things, so I get pretty dice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yes, I do have 2.
Yes, you sweep down past your falling unnamed tree snake spirit. Basically, get down to the ground just before he does and create a little whirlwind funnel to soften his landing.
Yay!
He floats down and bounces a little.
You're a hero.
Rolled up.
Are you okay?
Yeah. This place is weird.
Is it still a snake?
Oh, it
yes.
was a ball.
It looks exactly the same. It unballed itself and starts crawling around.
What makes it weird?
Well, there's a lot more buildings than I'm used to. A lot less spirits.
Well, you're not in the spirit world anymore. And we're not in the, mansion?
Yeah, this world isn't for you.
Yeah, and there's not a bunch of trees lining everywhere that I cling to. So what am I supposed
to do? I mean,
there's
some trees over there.
Okie dokie.
To the spirit world.
He starts scampering over to the trees.
You know, you could just not climb the trees.
Scales his way up and wraps himself around a tree.
We could go to a building and you could climb up at the top of the ceiling.
Like, why limit yourself to just clinging to trees?
Aren't we all inside of a flying bison?
Yeah, we're
not inside.
I'm guessing you guys are all up in the sky still.
Yeah,
right.
Well, you are. I can do whatever I want.
Who's guiding Weimei?
Oh, yeah.
I might be, but I might be a little bad at it because I'm used to motorcycles and cars.
Well, Weimei's headed straight for Air Temple Island. Just
I'm going to try to direct it to, Future Industries
Future
or whatever
Industries.
The...
Yeah, how's your handle animal?
I don't have it.
Okay. I'm just going to say it's an obstacle 1. Weimei knows who you are, trusts you.
Here, I'll use...
Has had you in... From out?
No.
No,
that's
all
right. Daloon.
That's
all Daloon.
And Soma for a while.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, the
way
daring rescue
the
when I got my
I got kick. A success.
Okay.
That's enough.
You tug on the reins, yip-yap, whatever.
Tally ho!
Do you treat zeros as tens or?
Zeros are tens.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, zeros are tens, always. Mm.
I thought you rolled more than one success as well.
I had two ones, and this wasn't that.
Oh,
this
okay,
was a one.
I just wasn't. Alright.
Is that steer in Wymway towards Future Industries Tower?
Mush!
I'm gonna point
where's
out.
The
oh,
clutch?
Oh, we should follow. We should follow.
How do I get back up there?
You can't fly, huh?
No.
Cling to me. Pretend I'm a tree.
I don't know if I can carry you.
Could always leave him behind for now and let him enjoy his time in his tree and then come visit him and be his friend anyway.
I guess.
Very rational thing to do.
Okay. Why don't you wait here and I'll be back and we'll figure something out.
Okie dokie.
But I'll light off after.
Wear him as a black bow.
Okay. There's no back.
The feather boa.
I didn't even give him a name, so I can't even call him if I were to lose him.
No.
Huh.
He named himself Wymway.
Yeah, yes. So you could try just yelling
right.
Moimoi. I guess.
That's right, he did name himself Moimoi.
Yeah, but it's spelled differently.
Because he's not
no, it's, on the it's, second it's switched it. Yeah. So it's different, like
but,
the last Moimoi fur.
But
like,
they're the
Moimoi
same
first.
Two characters.
Yep.
And he switched
in
them.
A different order.
Yeah.
So. Okay, not that any of you seem dreadfully concerned, but Sekfa catches up to this little caravan.
I guess now that. Yeah.
I mean, I'm a little concerned. Not dreadfully concerned, though.
I have business to attend to.
Yeah.
You've only gotten reamed multiple times for your cavalier attitude towards your not-quite-charge.
Yes.
Now I have to pay for the rights to that song.
Oh.
No,
it's less than 30 seconds. You're good.
I've told Tenzin that I'm not her babysitter. And he agrees, I'm not supposed to be her babysitter.
So we're going to get there as soon as we
can. We've had this discussion.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to go head towards Future Industries.
Yes. You bring down your caravan in front of Future Industries Tower.
There's a problem. We weren't supposed to really make this a public thing. We were just kind of supposed to pass the information.
Okay. No, you weren't.
Then we have tag along, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, because right now we're in Warwick, so...
We may want to...
We're in Warwick.
Actually...
Yeah.
Well, we're already at Future Industries, but I was going try and say along the way, like, hey, wait a second, where are we going? And then when you said Future Industries, it's like, wait, shouldn't we not do that? But unfortunately, Miss Bison moves at the speed of plot.
I just volunteered all you people to help set up if we get out early.
I brought bounties!
Add that to whatever
else is
there.
I was going to say, while we're heading towards Future Industries, I'm going to suggest we actually go somewhere else first. Number one, to drop off the rest of our tag-alongs.
Yeah,
and number two,
okay.
We're not actually supposed to be like barging in and saying, Cora, we have a problem. We're supposed to be like leaving the evidence there, and then presumably she'll seek us out.
Let's go somewhere we can bury Poe.
What?
Excuse me?
What?
Oh, it's because Deluna's...
Oh, yes, that's right. Why are you here?
Why are you here? Why are any of us here?
Are you guys arguing
in the
air?
One of the great cosmic questions.
All right, why don't we go...
Yes, you know that's not an answer.
I'm gonna try to steer the...
To your apartment.
To my apartment.
Okay.
So I can get my motorcycle so that I can
I don't have to ride a flying bison anymore.
So I can't try to control this thing that's just fighting me?
You just kind of zigzag my way.
Well, now that I'm actually here,
I just do a
bow
roll.
Giving verbal commands.
Yes,
like my
just
guidance.
Does what you say.
Yes. Hey, I controlled her a little bit.
But no, awful attempts at deflection aside.
What I do is none of your business, now is it? And apparently you hired someone to spy on me, so I guess you know exactly what I'm doing.
Why?
Are you actually shaking
yes.
him?
Why do you do these things? Do you want to end up dead?
No, but I don't want to end up a pathetic little monk either.
A pathetic what?
Well, you're not an airbender, so there's that.
I mean,
are there even earth monks?
You know, yes. There's other ways, right? You know, to like actually try hard at something. I know that's difficult for you.
You have no clue how hard I try. I'm going to be great as a pro bender, but guess what? I wasn't magically given a rare gift, so I get to be special just by having it.
Well, what? You're an earthbender. Yes, you were.
Yeah, me and how many other people in the Earth Kingdom? There's a lot of us.
Then you work at being the best at
and
being
and I have been. Not that any of you would know. You just sit around judging me.
Hmm?
Hmm?
You know I've known you most of your life. Actually, no, the entirety of your life, for real.
You know the
most of my life.
Oh. Right.
I've been there the entire time, Poe.
Uh-huh. Did you pay any attention, or did you ignore me and lecture me then, too?
I paid attention, and that's why I lectured you.
Right, you're doing it for my own good. Look, so yes. I can be just like you.
Look,
no, you don't have to be just like me.
You can turn to a life of crime. You just have to be better at it.
Ugh, I prefer not, but...
Yeah, well, that's what you get for being
a good
decision. I mean,
yes, I prefer he'd be better at whatever he chooses to do. But a life of crime is not something... Like, what would Mom and Dad think?
I don't care.
Mom would faint, and you know
it. I don't care.
Do you want me to go tell her?
So
we can watch her faint?
I don't care. If you want to inflict that on her, be my guest.
If I want
it's not her life. It's not your life. You can let me off this bison, or I'm just going to jump.
We're going to my apartment and presumably land this thing.
Mm. Yeah, if you're going to jump, you should at least jump onto the roof or something.
I mean, maybe...
Make sure to tumble.
Maybe I'm judgmental like this because I'm worried about you, Poe. Because I actually do care about you. I don't want you getting in over your head.
Have you tried ever actually helping? Or did you just try hiring people to spy on me?
Well, you were being extremely evasive about what was actually going on, so I felt I needed to pry.
So instead of you pretending to be my friend, you figured you'd hire someone to pretend to be my friend for you.
It worked better.
It did work better. One, I don't think you would ever believe it if I tried to be your friend.
No, I never have.
Yeah. Because you're my little brother, damn it.
I want off this bison.
I'll be landing it shortly.
We're almost there.
You know what? Fine. I'll get off the bison. I'll just glide the rest of the way.
You're not even on the bison.
You're just gliding.
I'm just gliding next to it. And then, like,
I'll just glide further away from the bison. Okay, will that make you happy?
I'm just imagining, is this making you happy?
Are you happy now? Are you happy now?
Oh, my neighbor's going to hate me. I land the bison maybe in the road near my... wherever
I've always landed on your roof.
Well, this is a different place.
Back alleyway?
Yeah, probably.
Back alley bisons.
Sure.
Hey, I got some back alley bisons I need to move.
Okay. Poe hops off right away. Moana follows him. Yeah, guys, like, see you later.
I wave.
Bye.
Okay,
bye.
Wave.
See you later, I guess.
Oh, let me know if you need any help with, like, the spirit giant guy.
Okay.
I just give him a thumbs up.
The moon, catch you later.
Yep.
Catch you later.
Yep.
I'm still assuming Daloon has a similar face as Kevin does right now.
Whatever falling from the sky, please catch me.
Yeah, man, of course. I never let anything happen to you. You're like my bro's bro, and that makes us bros.
Yes. Yes, I suppose it does.
He's getting pretty far away. I should probably, like...
Yes, because he's angry at me right
now. Yeah, you hired someone to spy on him. That's pretty shitty.
Well, yes, but what he's doing is pretty shitty.
Yeah, man, but, like, shitty plus shitty doesn't equal clean.
No, and I'm not trying to say that I've been the best brother to him.
Oh, no, because you haven't.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that. It's just, I mean... Ever since he got here, I've worried about him because he's been acting suspicious.
I'm going to put my hand on Daloon's shoulder and be like, Daloon, we have something a little bit more pressing right now.
Yeah, I'm going to go and get my my bike can...
It's okay. Poe's gonna be fine. And...
Yeah, I'll keep an eye on him for you.
Make sure no one kills him.
I was gonna say, you're keeping him out of danger because you just took him...
You?
I'm not going to kill him.
Okay.
Think about it. You just took him away from the one person that he was most likely to be killed by.
Yourself?
I was gonna say, the dude he was stealing from, so...
Yes, the dude he was stealing from. A.K.A., I don't know, that
weird... I don't know.
God-like thing? I don't know.
Delon's face looked pretty close to killing something.
A shrug.
Oh yeah, quick question. Where's Ahi? Did he return back to the temple after he ran off, or...
No idea.
Okay, then I will ask.
That's right, that's Ahi. I was gonna say Tuna.
Oh man, I totally spaced. Yeah, I should go check on him.
Is he okay?
Oh yeah, he hates you. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's because you got me thrown out.
I know,
you were kinda...
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was harsh. Man, I was just trying to help my family, and then you're all like scream, and Tenzin was like, "Get out of here." Alright, well, this is kind of weird.
Yep.
I'm going to immediately defuse the situation and just start guiding Sekhba inside.
Bye-bye. Later.
I wave.
I will say goodbye to Blaze.
I actually don't have anything against Moana. I'm Blaze is still here.
Yeah.
Is he?
So am I going then?
Unless you really want to stay.
You want to fight a godlike being in the spirit world?
Tempting.
To prevent him from being your next president?
Well, I wasn't going to vote for him.
Yeah, but I think many people actually would. I don't know, he thinks healthcare is good, so he's got that going for him. He's pro-healthcare.
I'm sure I'll see you later.
I got that little policy.
Well, am I staying or leaving? I'm getting mixed messages.
It is entirely your choice.
Yes.
What's the plan here?
We're gonna draft up a message for Korra and see how she responds.
I'm out.
Okay,
that's what I thought. I will see you later.
The Avatar is not too fond of people in my line of work.
Ah, yeah, fair enough.
Good luck, Zahar. If you live through it, drop by and see me.
I will.
I'm just gonna give him the finger guns, even though guns aren't a thing
or something.
What was that?
You took me on your honeymoon.
We haven't even had a date yet, so...
Why not?
They're not lesbians.
Yeah. We're not lesbians. We're straight.
Yeah, he walks off and hails himself a cab out of here.
I'm assuming Lee will also be leaving.
Yeah, we're going to have to... First, we have to compile our evidence together and just put it in, like, a manila envelope or something like that. So we've got the pictures. We've got...
Well, it'll have to be the film because I don't have... like a black room.
Yeah, so we've got we've got the film, we've got the
some recordings.
The recordings, and we've got we've got hearsay about what happened. We'll have to draft up a letter or something like that just explaining.
Not hearsay,
what we
it's
saw.
A bunch of eyewitness accounts.
If only we could
hearsay
stuff...
and conjecture. Those are kinds of evidence.
Oh, we can also tell her where the spirit worm went.
Yeah.
So he can collaborate with the giant thing.
Right. So I want to get all this together in like some sort of document, and then we'll have to deliver it.
I will draft
to...
up document because I have paper and shit.
And you can write.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I can write, but really, Sekhba's the only one who can't.
Mm. Well, this is my apartment, so I know where the stuff is.
Lee is kind of overseeing you guys, pacing, fretting. Polls open in 3 hours. Ooh. We're running out of time here.
Yep.
Ooh, yeah. And I don't think actually beating that guy up will stop people from voting for him.
Yes, but if he doesn't show up, then he can't be president.
Yeah, but this is about delaying the polls and knocking two people out of the race. One of them's now officially a criminal.
Well,
if we
I mean,
the other,
so
we
just
world.
Set a
so,
bunch of polling places on
so
fire
I,
or something.
I locked who's her face in her house. I think only me and her are able to work that lock.
Yes,
so
maybe to death.
Yes. I'm okay with that.
I'm kind of not.
I'm going to call the police. See if I can get them to go in there. And unfortunately, I don't think I can be involved once we get...
I understand.
Once we get this avatar sanctioned, wouldn't look very good if I'm beating up another candidate.
I understand completely.
Mm.
So I guess it's the four of us, then.
Against the world.
Oh, boy.
Spirit world.
Well, one member of
the Master. The Master, potentially four realms.
Well, he's not a master of two of them.
Yeah. So the Master of two realms, maybe soon a third, who knows? Depends on how the election goes.
Anyway, at the speed of plot, we draft up the document.
I get by and bike and head over to the Future Industries.
I'm riding shotgun, because I like doing that.
Well, you're riding bitch, actually.
Okay.
You had a car.
Because I don't have a sidecar.
Because I like doing that.
Okay. So two of you are on the Sato cycle, and then the airbenders are gliding along?
Well, if yeah. we're going to be going, I'm taking Momoi.
I have nothing better to do.
You have nothing better to do.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, I mean, this is a really good thing to be doing, so yeah, obviously nothing's better. Duh.
That's one way of putting it. It's one bizarre way of putting it. Okay. Yeah, you guys arrive at the base of Future Industries Tower.
Oh, yes, I'm going to take off, like, my Equalist mask.
Yeah, might want to actually get some clothes on now.
Well, I wasn't running around naked.
No, I was running around in a leotard.
Yeah.
I still am, but I'm at least going to remove the face mask.
I'll put on a ski mask. Oh, I'm sorry, what are we doing? Taking them off?
Pantyhose. Pantyhose on.
Pantyhose. Do you actually use all these pantyhose? Oh, yes, it's part of an ingenious system I use to filter my coffee. Why don't you just buy coffee filters? Do you make those?
Okay. You're at the base of Future Industries Tower.
Can we just go in?
Yeah,
okay. Front desk.
Oh, that's easy.
You walk inside, there's a receptionist at the front desk. Do you have an appointment?
Nope.
We just wanted to get some...
Messages
to Avatar Korra. I believe she's staying here for the night.
That's correct. Miss Sato and Miss Korra have been expecting you.
Okay.
Do you have a package to deliver?
I hold up the envelope. The big, thick envelope with bulges in it.
Yeah, everything there is. Just like the whole mess of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take an envelope with bulges in it.
Okay, I'll get this up to them right away.
Thank you. I guess I'll wait just in the waiting room in case
just kinda
I want
to twiddle my thumbs.
I'm still on top of Momoi because I'm still moping after Ahi and Moana.
How long did it take us to actually draft this up?
I'm going to say drafting up, compiling all your evidence and getting it over here, an hour.
Like a week.
Yeah.
10 years.
Fu Huan is president. Rules with an iron fist.
Shit.
Avatar.
And you guys totally spaced on voting.
Oh no. He won by...
He won by four votes. Or three votes.
I can't even vote. She's too young.
Yeah.
And she's a convicted felon.
And I'm not registered.
No, I believe I was declared innocent through my trial.
Well, that's good to
alleged
know.
Felon.
Yeah. Like, you know, I was, you know, forced into it, basically.
I always imagined you got, like, pled down to a misdemeanor or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had to do, like, some community service or, like, pay a fine
or
something.
This is
like
her
that.
Community service. Yeah. The task force was a community service.
The guy would have
3 years
me.
After the fact.
Or so I said.
Yeah, she sends up your evidence in a pneumatic tube.
Okay.
Slick.
And then you sit around waiting awkwardly. Can I get you anything?
The Avatar?
Well,
we don't really have a ton of time.
I do that little air whistling thing that Aang likes to do.
Okay.
To pass the time. I make it melodious.
I read some books or something.
Are there any notes or anything in your compiled evidence, or basically just an accounting of what you found?
I put some of the, like, notes from Crazy Lady in there.
Okay.
And then I put in notes about, like, stuff that Crazy Giant Guy said and all that.
Hmm. Okay.
Basically just, we encountered an enormous, spiritually empowered version of Fu Huan, who claimed to want to be the master of all four realms that
exist. And then I also mentioned, you know, this is a video recording of stuff that was Ezra Was that Ezrin? Yeah, Ezrin said, and pictures from her work.
Okay. Yeah, you're waiting in the lobby.
Is the lobby big enough for Mumu, or am I outside?
The space is big enough, but the doors are not made to accommodate more than one.
Okay, I'm outside.
You're peering in, the big glass chill. Front. The voice on the intercom. Send them up at once, please.
Ooh. Should we get Segfa?
Yes.
Probably.
I stick my head out. Segfa, come.
Oh, okay. I'm going to pat her on the head and slip down. And then
you just like making that noise. Mm-hmm.
It's art words.
Ma.
No, not that Moi Moi.
Where's the tube Moi Moi?
Where's Tree Snake Moi Moi?
Oh, wait. You didn't know that I... Okay. I left him over in the spirit world because he wanted to find priests.
Oh.
And he fell. You guys didn't help.
Correct.
We were a little busy. And none of us can fly.
So he's still. So
I'm looking at Dillian about this.
He's still doing the clinging to trees thing? Huh, that's kind of sad. We need to introduce him to, like, not trees. You know.
Like rafters.
Expand his horizons.
Yeah, he could cling to rafters.
Time, people. Or time.
I'm assuming we're doing this while moving up.
Yeah, there's an elevator.
Yeah.
Or people. It can be, like, a new fashion accessory. Your own annoying talking tree snake.
Well, he only speaks
so
when
it's
spoken
to. It's an icebreaker.
Yes, great conversation piece.
Yeah. The elevator doors open at the top of the tower. The private suite of Asami Sato is now decked out like a schizophrenic's lair. Because there's just notes and photos and everything just pinned up.
Oh, from like
from
the
you
stuff.
Guys, yes.
So we're the schizophrenics.
Yes.
No, we weren't because we didn't do, like, the strings and, like, the newspaper clippings and
yeah,
all that.
Yeah, but that's really the only thing that separated us. We did everything else.
And inside, you see a figure that you would at least... Well, Zahara would probably have seen around at some point since you worked at her father's company and were pretty close to him for a long while.
Yep.
In fact, she kind of wrinkles her nose when she sees you.
I just look back, you know.
And Cora is there, kind of staring, bewildered up at this array
so
of evidence.
So it's Sami that's a schizophrenic.
Yes.
Well, it's one way to be organized.
Sami bows when you enter. Hello. So you found some interesting things.
I nod vigorously, now frozen that I'm in the lair of two of my heroes. They're so cool.
Did you sort of kind of glare at me?
We have 1 hour and 57 minutes to do something about this.
Yes, that 3-minute elevator ride certainly took a lot of time.
Soma, do you have something to add?
Why don't we just lure him out of the spirit world and beat him up?
Well, we don't know if it's actually him in the spirit world or if he's, like, meditating somewhere.
Oh, he had a physical body. I touched it.
Yes, but maybe it's some weird spirit mumbo-jumbo. I don't know that crap.
And by punch it, you mean caress his pecs?
Cora turns to the group of you. I have a thought on that. So, when you go through a spirit portal and you're there physically... You don't change according to your mood the way you do if you meditate into the spirit world. So he's got a physical body somewhere. I assume in his big house.
It is a big house. We've been in it.
We kind of tried going there last night, though. And
there
didn't
were
work
cops
out so well.
There.
Yes, turns out
lots
we were preempted.
We were preempted, yeah. That's a good way of putting it, Saloon.
By some people who we shall not name.
We did get reports of a break-in over there. I assumed that it was the group of you.
No, nope. We were there after the break-in.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we were far more discreet than that.
Well, that's unfortunate timing.
Yes, it is.
Well, discreet by some meanings of the word.
By other meanings of the word, incredibly loud.
I would not have been incredibly loud had the police not already been there.
Asami rolls out a a schematic that looks familiar to you as Fu Huan's mansion, at least the one that exists in the physical world. These are the plants he submitted to the city when he built this place. We can't guarantee they're accurate, but it should give you an idea of the layout.
I point to the basement. Well, we definitely destroyed the crap out of that part. He's got a spirit portal in there that we found. That was why I was kind of concerned, because he's got, like, his own personal portal to the spirit world.
Yeah, didn't you go through the spirit portal?
Mm.
We think he might be smuggling spirits out of the spirit portal.
He did use one to,
record.
What? Record phone conversations in the phone exchange.
A lot of spirits under his working for him.
Employ?
Okay. Well, Kuro and I have devised a plan.
Okay.
The legality of her bursting into his mansion and beating him up is questionable.
No, it isn't.
It not?
Well, yeah, no, it's blatantly illegal.
Yeah, no, it's pretty solidly illegal.
There's no question about that.
Yeah. There's a lot of avatar loopholes in the law.
Really? Well, then, I guess it's best that she does it, because for us, it's definitely illegal.
Well, about that. How do you feel about breaking the law?
Well, we did it earlier today.
Okay, good. You're on a streak, then.
Do we, I think it's okay.
I don't
as
think
long
I
as
broke the law
caught.
At all. Tonight? Oh, wait, yes, earlier tonight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We were all in that mansion.
We were all in that
and
tower.
And the tower.
I wasn't in the mansion.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was just me in the mansion.
We
the
all
spirit
had
mansion
no business being many places we went tonight.
So, on the other hand, the Avatar's jurisdiction in the spirit world is pretty boundless. So we're thinking a two-pronged attack.
She grabbed the big giant, we grabbed the human?
Precisely. It's safe to bet that he has some sort of spirits around to guard his physical body while he's meditating. And meanwhile, the Avatar will do her Avatar thing in the spirit world.
Oh, I should have you meet him. We still haven't found a name for him yet, huh?
Didn't he call himself Moi Moi?
Yeah, it's Moi Moi. It's just got the characters
reversed. But that would be so confusing.
For you.
You could call him Tube Moi Moi.
Moi Moi the spirit tree snake. And then there's Moi Moi the flying bison.
Yeah.
You could always just add their titles onto it, and then suddenly there's no confusion at all.
Yep. You have a spirit guide?
Spirit guide?
No. I wouldn't call him a guide.
He's not a guide.
No, I made a new friend while we were in the mansion.
He likes to climb the trees.
He actually does know where the mansion is, so he'd be able to help you find
it. He was in the employ of, I can't think of his name, goddamn.
Fu Huan.
Yeah. All of his friends were supposed to jump on us when he said, seize them, or something like that.
It's supposed to be dry.
But then we had the boring waiting.
Yeah, we didn't start the fight,
playing.
So.
Would I be able to take your friend in with me?
If he wants to come. You should meet him first.
I'd like that. So are you prepared? Could get a little bit rocky and a little bit illegal.
Yeah,
nothing we haven't done before.
Trust me, it's not going to be the freakiest thing we've seen tonight.
Oh, the zombies?
Yeah,
has anyone
I saw
forgotten
the schematic.
Yeah.
Well, in the pictures I took, I'm sure.
One of their heads exploded on me.
Fascinating.
No,
it was just weird how she made like the like electronic stuff connect with the brain and all that to
Okay, you guys can talk shop later. I want to go before I get traumatized for the rest of my life.
1 hour 50. We'd better get a move
right.
on.
Okay.
Let's go.
Are we doing this in real time?
No, we're not.
Oh, okay.
If we ever did anything in real time, like, the world would be doomed.
I just emote a bunch of what my NPCs do, even though most of the time nobody's seeing it.
Yeah.
You guys are just getting all the physicality you don't normally
get. Oh, okay. It's weirding me out. I'm not used to it.
I'm used to it.
I'm not used to it.
You're sitting a lot more than usual, though.
Yes, usually I'm pacing around the room, but I also have a microphone right in front of my face.
Okay, I'm going to take a nap.
Is that what you usually do?
Yep.
That makes sense.
And blink images.
Well, usually only in scenes that I'm not in.
Oh, good. That's kind of you.
So, yeah, I guess I'm taking Cora over to the spirit world and trying to find the snake and introducing him and trying to think of a new name. So
I'm going to head toward the mansion, see if any of the police have cleared.
And I'm going to snuggle up and ride.
Oh, now that Lee Trek has left, it can be Lee Trek.
Hmm?
Huh? What?
Yeah.
Lee Trek?
Well, Lee Trek has, you know, left our party, so the tree snake can be Lee Trek.
Wait, what was that?
Hmm?
Huh?
I thought he wasn't coming back to the...
No, I'm assuming you're saying it out loud. This discreet person you were traveling with.
Oh, yeah,
No.
I think he was saying that out of character.
No.
Okay. So.
Yeah.
So Har and Soma are riding straight to the manor.
Yeah, and I'm going to check out Fu Huan
Jr.
And Cora mounts up Wei Mui like a pro. You ride back to Spirit Wilds and find you a tree snake exactly where you left him.
It's like she's been bison before.
I have someone you should meet.
He unfurls and looks down. Hello.
This is Avatar Cora.
Hello. Hi.
Yes, talk to yourself. Do this now.
She wanted to know about all the, you know how your job was to jump on all friends and stuff when the Go big on. Person was going to say, like, see you, Islam, or something like that, and stuff.
Uh-huh. I remember.
But yeah. She wanted to, talk with you about that, find out what else you know. Maybe you could show her where that is in the spirit world.
Your name is now Fu Huan Jr.
You think I should?
I think it's a good idea. She's here to help.
Okay. Great. So, what's your name?
My name?
You're Sekhva.
Yes, I'm Sekhva.
I was talking about the spirit. Do you have a name?
Oh. We still need to think of one.
How about Ono?
Ono? Do you like the name Ono?
I like Moi Moi more, but apparently someone took it.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh no. Okay. Oh no.
Oh no!
You called? Oh no.
Yeah, his name can be Oh God.
Oh no, slithers his way down.
Oh no.
I'm gonna give him a hug. Well, I'm gonna leave you two to do your thing, and I'm gonna go find my friends.
Okie dokie.
That's the end of that chapter.
I can play with you later while I fly away.
Okay. Zohar and Soma roll up, and some distance away from the manor, you can see that there's like a token cop presence at the front door.
So like two or three.
Yeah. Possibly some at the back door since you smashed it in.
Yeah, I'll try to, I guess, stay a distance away and kind of case out the joint.
Windows. Front door, back door.
Well, it's probably side doors and shit.
Are there side doors?
Yes, there is a side servant's entrance.
Servant's entrance. If it's anything like the mansion that we ran into in the spirit world, we should know our way around. I wonder if he's meditating in the same relative place. Second floor. Third floor?
How many windows are there? 95, 98, 2000?
703.
Eight. Okay, that's not, windows that's eight. Not many.
Not even like not even a window that's slightly under construction?
10.1.
10. Not 9, though.
So you guys waiting, scouting party, for the rest of the group to arrive?
Well, I'm going to like look around like from a distance, see if I can see how many police, any possible openings.
Well, you see two cops in front, and you circle all the way around the building and like through the Spirit Wilds where you were before. And you can see two cops guarding the back.
Okay. But there's eight windows, servant entrance unpoliced.
Yeah, but it's pretty quiet out there. You'd have to be pretty sneaky to get by them unnoticed.
And you got me with you that you got to drag into.
So we're going to need to either take out the cops or be sneaky. And it'll be four cops, right?
Yes.
Cops. I can do both.
Can you do both?
Well, I mean, I could do one or the other. I'm trying to say that either of these is all right. I'm a little tired, but... I think if I could just have a few minutes, I'll get a second wind.
I can silence their radios.
So maybe it'll just be two cops?
I can make it so they can't communicate.
Yeah, so it might be just two cops you need to take out?
Yes.
Okay.
Back entrance smashed in, so it'd be easier to break in that way.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely dealt with that.
Easier to break into something that's already broken.
Then it's not really breaking and entering, it's just entering, right?
Yeah. The breaking's already done by us earlier.
So I didn't do it.
I said us. This group. Because we did.
I guess when I leave where Cora is, I'm going to land by the mansion in about the same place where we landed before when we were...
Okay, so right in the Spirit Wild?
Yeah.
And Dilun, who are you going with?
I think it was established.
I think he was flying.
Okay, yeah, I'm going with...
He's flying behind us.
Okay, yeah. You encounter the rest of the group crouched down, scouting out the back door.
And probably, yeah, talking.
Cut me a piece of that?
Sure. Big piece, little piece.
Little piece.
Can I just have a little piece? I'm still a little hungry.
Whoops.
So I guess when I land, I don't know if they notice me, and I kind of sneak up behind the group because they're being sneaky.
Well, wait, are you taking Weiwei?
She is landing in the wilds about where we landed her before.
Yeah, and that's where they're kind of scouting out.
Yeah, so land behind.
Yeah, so we're probably going to have to take out two cops, make sure to silence their radios in their mouths, and probably our combat.
Yes, I can silence it all. I hope.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, Sekva slinks up behind you quietly.
Yeah, I'll let her in on the plan of basically silencing around these cops the black door, knocking them out, and then going in. We'll probably have to tie them out, so.
So, whenever you're ready.
Alright, maybe Dylan and I should go first because we can be the sneakiest. You do the silence bubble and then...
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Just give me the signal.
I can help Dylan sneak forward to the cops.
Okay.
I have silence over there.
2, 1, 2, 2 successes. That's not so great. I did 5 at my.
Okay. You slink up unseen to the cops. They seem to be chatting with each other, although you can't hear what they're saying from here. Unless you wanted to pull the sound over.
It's probably just idle chat.
Yeah, it's like, oh, did you see the butt on that one?
No, the ass on that one.
So who are you going to vote for?
You hear about those TK-38s? I hear there's something to see.
What? TK-38s?
Pick up Star Wars. Two of the Stormtroopers' idle chatter.
Yeah, I'll point to Dylan saying he's up, basically.
Okay.
I won't say it.
I'm going to pour all 8 of my energies into this.
Okay, well, it's only going to be an obstacle 2 to create a silence bubble. And I'm going to say it probably costs an energy a turn if you're going to fight and maintain it.
Hmm. Or he'll just be maintaining it.
7.
Okay.
I don't want a repeat of last time, okay?
Oh!
Okay, that's no good. But these all are. Okay, so 4 successes.
Hmm. Well, they immediately notice and they're talking when they can't hear each other.
I will, like, a signal to you guys.
And then start to shout.
I am going to charge.
Okay.
Well, they make shouting motions.
Yeah, what one initiative?
Oh, and I get to do a replenish roll because I succeeded in sneaking us.
How much energy did you spend on that?
If he gets to get over.
How much energy do you have left?
4.
Okay.
You're need 10. So 9, since I still have that energy. Right.
Oh, nice.
Oh, sweet. So 9 plus 7, 16.
9 plus
12. And, okay. So, and I have 13.
13. Sekfa.
9.
Oh.
I rolled a 1.
Well, cop 1 goes first. I'm going to give him a perception check, because now he's alert and he's looking around to see if he can see anyone. Oh, and he definitely sees you guys. And then he's going to take the remainder of his energy to lash out with an attack to Dilute.
No!
Who has stepped out and is, like, waving his arms to keep the silence bubble.
I'm assuming the silencing one is like.
Well, it's more supposed to be stillness.
Okay. It's 2 successes as a metal lash just whips out at you.
Okay, well, I have passive. Well, I guess it's only 4 since I have 9 energy.
I need to do your replenish.
No, it's round up, right?
Hmm? Yeah, it's round up.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You have 9 energy, you're fine.
That's cool. What Nick has said to me in past games.
Well, I got a 10.
That's 1.
I got 1. That's a lot like 3.
Excuse me.
Or 5 or 6, and that it's a number.
Now, it doesn't isn't a 5 good enough? Your bending rating is 3.
Yeah, an 8's are higher.
Yeah. You're using your airbending, right? That's 2 successes.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, so, you're using poise, which is an airbender thing.
Use your passive poise.
Fine, I'll use my passive poise. Jesus.
Yeah, so and then you're tied on the amount of energy put in, but you have the higher discipline rating.
Haha.
With 3. So. Yeah, you barely dodge out of the way as this thing just grazes right in front of your face.
Gracefully.
Mm-hmm. Worked out?
Gracefully.
Work it into your movement.
Just as planned.
You're just like...
Well, yeah, you're
he's
still
like doing
bending,
the limbo.
So, he's still bending, so he can just kind of like hoist himself up with the air like, as well.
Yeah, that's all I need to move. I simply didn't do it late.
Oh, I think actually, if I spend moxie, I think I have enough for both bad medicine and. And precision attacks, so if I spent a moxie, I could chi block, finally.
Oh my.
For one brief moment?
For one scene, yeah. But I don't have any moxie, so that's
too
unfortunate.
Too bad I can't give you mine.
Yeah.
Because apparently Tom and I are the only ones that use moxie.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I really should have used a moxie last session.
Well, you can use moxie this session.
If I come across a situation in which it's necessary, yes.
Just suck the air out of this guy's lungs?
Yes.
That'll knock
them
out.
Silence them!
You can't talk if you can't breathe.
This is the new world order.
Do you know what doesn't transmit sound? Vacuum.
Zahar.
Okay, I'm assuming I was sort of like belly scooching kind of to sneak or whatever.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna, I guess, shoot up and go to the, I guess, the cop that shot at Dilute.
Whoa, hold on. How long does it take you to shoot up?
Well, I'm gonna like dive,
well,
I guess.
You gotta tie the hose. Prep the needle.
Yeah.
That's 3 actions at least.
Yeah, sometimes you have to heat up the heroin in the spoon.
Yeah.
Nobody likes cold heroin.
God, no, if it's not burning hot, how's it going to get
well,
in your veins?
No, some people like to put a little ice in it.
Yeah. I'm going to, like, I guess, dive toward the cop that was shooting at Zaloon.
Okay.
Grab at him with my hands, which
your
have
shock
my
hands
shock
or
gloves.
Your... Okay.
I assume I was just wearing my shock gloves the entire time. Always prepared, because I was prepared to, you know, break in and...
we were going
to
have a fight. That was what was going to happen.
Bitches. So let's see. That is 2 successes.
And you went after the one who...
Shot
already...
at
the one. Okay.
The one that has acted.
1, 2
Damn, is that like 3, 4 tens?
No, it's only 2.
Okay.
2 tens.
2 tens, but at least 3 successes.
Yep.
I don't hit them.
You do not. He stumbles back as you vault out, and there's just electricity sparking in his metal armor.
Oh, yes, he's wearing metal armor. It's going to be beautiful.
Yeah, he is wearing.
So oh, wait. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. When attacking a target who's surprised or wearing metal armor, each success rolled on the dice counts as 2 successes.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, 4 successes then.
Yeah, you hit.
I zappy zap.
You zappy zap. 1 damage and 1 energy down. Puts him at 6 energy.
And
your margin of success is not 6 or higher, so he's still conscious.
That's fine. I wouldn't expect that. So I really will roll the punish.
Okey dokey.
Yes.
The Lunasaur. Expend 1 energy to keep your silence field going.
Done. Mentally.
I just have a question on the regaining energy. So if I have 8 health and I roll 8, I can only get up to 8 health?
No, you take the 8 that you rolled.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
I always thought like I couldn't go above 8 for my energy then, because...
Not on a single roll. So if you rolled 9, you would be getting 8 back.
Okay. I always thought that, like, I want to roll...
the new cap.
Like,
it was
my cap was 8. Okay.
It's just your cap on the recovery roll.
Okay.
You could still have up to 10 in total. It would just take a couple rolls to get you up from low. Hey, Daloom?
Well, I guess I'm going to try to, take the other guy and literally sweep him off his feet.
Okay.
Take him to a nice restaurant, vacation.
Maybe first give him a nice massage.
That's figuratively sweeping him off his feet.
Well, except literally means both now.
Yep.
No, he's going to
it doesn't.
He's going to take a broom and just sweep him up.
There were a few causes in life I will die for, and that's one.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to put Fiv energy into that.
What are you doing? I'm waiting for you to roll.
Oh.
That seems to be the problem.
There's an 8 over there.
That's a 6, a 9, a 5.
No, here's the 5.
Oh, that's 4 successes.
So that's 4 successes. Actually, that's fairly good.
Hot damn!
Yay!
That airbending discipline rating a 3.
Was your intent to do damage or energy damage?
Energy damage.
Oh, so
are you trying to exhaust him?
1, 2.
Your water's in your fridge, right?
Correct.
How many did you get?
4.
4. Okay. Yeah, you shove him backwards. He goes stumbling.
Onto his face, right?
Yeah.
Stumbles
backwards onto his face.
Good. Good.
Does a complete pirouette.
And then falls steps on his face.
Yeah. Oh, he steps on his own face now?
Somehow. I don't know.
Okay.
But his back is completely broken. He's just in shambles.
Okay. Anything else, sir?
I'd like to be the leaf.
Okay.
And that's it.
Always good idea.
Hey, I get all my energy back. Well, the amount of... Actually, no, not all my energy. I'm down 1 for the round. That's right, because I had to sustain.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm back up to 8, though.
Soma.
Alright, I said I was charging in.
Yeah.
I'm going to slip into offensive stance, and then, let's see, which of the two cops... So what's the condition of the cops right now?
The first one's looking much more tired. He's only taken a little spark. So neither one of them is that badly hurt.
So I'm going to take the one that hasn't been sparked, and I'm going to actually do, slip into offensive stance, do a flying kick on him.
You know Zahar can handle herself?
I know Zahar. Yeah, you can handle yourself in a fight. You're fine. So I'm going to give him a nice flying kick. I'm just going to try and inflict a wound on him. Just 3 energy, because it's all I have.
Okay.
That's 1 success.
Okay, 1, 2.
All
right. Yeah, he ducks under your flying kick.
And the moment I land, I'm going to shift back into my my drunken dance.
Okay.
And I'm going to take my recovery roll and hope that it's good, or I'm screwed.
That's a 5?
That's a 5. That's not bad. Mm-hmm. It's more energy than I had.
You have some very low contrast dice.
Only just that one, though.
No, one of the D20 is.
Oh, yeah.
It's like fucking this one.
Yeah, I call this one the Griffin.
Why?
Because it's got the colors of Gryffindor.
Maybe a little.
Yeah, it's red and gold.
It's got the colors of, you can't see what it's on unless you're like an inch from it.
Whatever. Continue to be that guy.
It's really low contrast.
I don't mind the low contrast of my dice.
It's super low contrast.
I like this. I think this dice, I think it's pretty.
This is my fire die.
Ah, see, from over here, I can see what it's on.
Mm-hmm.
I also like these ones.
This is one you probably can't see very well.
No, not as well. But better
but
than
most
that.
Of mine you can see
and
fairly well.
This is the nonsense we miss playing online.
Mm-hmm.
People comparing their dice like handbags.
Yep. Now this.
Like
now this one doesn't
contest,
really go with
it's
my
a
outfit.
Dice measuring contest.
This is the die I got from the Battle for Zendikar pre-release.
I'm sad because is that the most recent one?
Yes, it is.
Ooh, Zendikar's back. That's right. The Eldrazi suck balls.
I have some D20s from
No, I mean
D&D
they suck
encounters.
Balls because they're overly good.
Okay. So this cop that you took a flying leap at, gonna compose himself, drop into an offensive stance, try to augment his own damage.
Offensive stance, own damage.
He will roll 4 dice to shape the metal. His metal whip, just bring it out a little bit and shape it into a sharp blade.
Oof, that's rough.
He's not messing around. He remembers you guys. He rolled 1 success, not ideal. And then his remaining 5 energy will go into attempting to stab you with said blade.
Okay.
And with his offensive stance, that is 2 successes.
2 tens. That's a tie. But I only was able to put 3 into it, so I think he wins if
yes.
you put more energy in.
He does indeed.
Okay.
So he shanks you for 2 damage.
Ow!
Don't
prison
you're
style.
In a, oh, wait, no, you're in drunken.
Prison
yeah,
rules?
Not defensive.
Yeah.
I'm in
we're bringing
stance,
in the
so.
Other game to this? Prison
yes,
rules?
Prison rules!
Yeah, look at this Eldrazi. It's quite odd.
Mm-hmm. What?
I don't know. It's a card.
I don't know. Magic the Gathering crap. The one group I can look down on.
You can look down on LARPers.
He gets back 7 energy. And he is still in offensive stance, because he does not have an action to drop out of it, unfortunately for him.
Mm. That's one of the things I... Actually, hold on a second. Have I been cheating this whole time? How much energy... How many actions does this take to get into... does it get in? Take to get into staggering drunk?
What does your thing
I thought it was
one.
Like,
there's only
I think that there's something special about it.
Like 50 billion.
I think my shock gloves have
it's
2
one
actions.
Action.
Okay.
50 billion.
Because that's what I've been trying to do is basically stance.
Yeah, and that's perfectly legit. Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't sure if that was...
You are Trick and Morty, right?
What?
Like hand you are Trick and Morty, right?
It's pure vodka. It's just vodka.
It's a great show.
Goodbye, Moon Man.
I've listened to that song just a bunch of times
it's
now.
It's such a great song.
Yeah.
I just like that they published the
version. Being a leaf.
Okay.
What's the condition of everyone? So I know there's the guy who was just...
I just got wounded.
I've been wounded this fight.
Yeah, she's been wounded the whole time.
I've been wounded the whole time as well.
Okay. Then I will definitely do the guard thing.
Yeah, from that one time that I was super bad.
Okay. Because I was wondering if she Failing would have cause to not guard, but I'm definitely guarding.
Yeah.
All over the place.
Yeah, we got wounded from the cops the first time.
Let's not talk about the first time. Let's not.
I'm always going
to
bring it
that
up.
That was the second time I had to get rescued by Moi Moi putting
six,
me in the
cop. Eight. Let's see what I get.
And I'm sad at neither of those times. Although, actually, no. The first time I was just playing.
If you count floor dice.
I think we can count floor dice. It's okay. What's your airbender rating?
I have two on airbender. Unless I'm allowed to use insight. Except the last time I was using insight, I was yelling things and like pushing people out of the way. Except I'm kind of far right now. So probably airbender.
Yeah, so you're guarding just by like creating gusts of wind to deflect attacks.
Mm. So, let's see.
Or nudge someone out of the way or whatever.
Yeah.
Kevin, your glasses.
Blue shove. Yes. Get down.
Always show delusions.
Okay, I only have one. Who looks the most hurt?
I'm at 8 health.
I'm at 8, but I was just freshly wounded.
I'm at 8 as well.
So okay, we're all the same amount of wounded.
Because okay, he's been
so,
freshly wounded.
Yeah.
So I'm paying attention to Soma.
This guy drew blood.
My wound is merely old and festering.
Yeah, same
Let's
with
not
mine.
Feel it.
Yes.
I'm paying attention to Soma.
Yes, he was at like 0 health before.
And
well,
I get
not, I was at 0 energy with one injury, but I mean, the injury didn't go away, I think.
No.
Okay,
no.
I'm done.
Because you guys have not basically had any time to stop.
Yes, yeah, no. I mean, the water healing makes you heal faster, but not instantly.
Well, I'm going to try and patch myself up once it's done with, so.
Does it work against cancer?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, yeah, I mean, cool. Yeah, it stimulates your chi, so I imagine since cancer is your own body eating itself, but getting out of control, you could probably...
Yeah, I was gonna
say, it actually gives you cancer. Because it stimulates growth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it stimulates growth. So.
Every time
right.
you take,
cancer.
Like,
water
healing...
Water healing's great, but after about 10 years, it just gives
you
cancer.
Can take fire healing, too. Didn't the fire sage do that?
Mm-hmm. Well, like cauterize your own wounds.
No,
yeah,
when like Korra
was
all like,
oh yeah,
see,
that's,
yeah.
Well, that's healing a chakra scar.
I thought she was just like sensing the energy because all she did was pass the fire over her and go like a lot of negative energy here. I don't think she actually healed or helped in any way.
I don't.
And then
know.
They submerged her in water because that's what you do.
Healing water.
Maybe.
Maybe it's like spirit.
Well, and then you make the water glow, and it kind of just goes back and forth and back and forth or something, and you heal. But the poison still stays within Kara until some metal bending bitch gets it out. The best metal bending bitch.
Or, you know, Kara metal bends it out herself.
Yeah, I think that's what. But she got help from the best metal bending bitch to do that.
Yeah, but that was like a mental help. That wasn't like a.
Oh, no!
Well, Kara really did need the mental health.
Mental diseases aren't real diseases.
No, I mean
right.
to say that bending had
Quote
nothing to do
Thomas
with it.
Thomas Mitchell, mental diseases aren't real.
She got mental health, not real health.
Perhaps I should have said physical health.
Next time, do that with the water in
your mouth. That's horrible.
Okay, this cop is going to shift into offensive stance, and then two quick lashes at Zahar, who tried to fry him.
All
so
right.
Two attacks.
I will
Three
do
energy apiece. It's one.
Okay, I don't get any successes with that. And the next attack.
And one.
There's two. Three.
Okay. So you catch the first one just across the chest, but the other one you managed to duck out of the way of.
He just knocked me down a bit with that first one.
Wow. And he recovers the exact amount of damage you put in.
So is that one damage?
Yes. Zahar.
That bitch just tried to, you know.
Yeah. That bitch is all up in your grill now.
Yeah. I'm going to attack him with a splash of lightning.
Your spinach just stuck right in the.
I feel it. So let's see. Two, three. I got six successes. And that times two. 12 successes.
Two dice.
12 successes. Because he's wearing metal.
Okay.
Oh, wait, doesn't your thing have, like, the margin of error thing? I mean, the margin of success thing?
Yes. So, 12 successes after he takes double damage for being in offensive stance. So that puts him at 4 energy and 7 health. I'm not a mathematician. Is 12 a bigger number than 4?
Yeah.
One might say it's 3 times as much.
Maybe.
A little bit more.
Okay.
You knock him out right away. Don't
yeah.
You?
Just... Wha-bam! Right in the chest plate, and you just zap him for a long time. Like, you're microwaving him.
Oh. Put him on a turntable, uh-huh. So it's all nice and
yeah. Easy.
Hold on,
you get a magnet stuck into your glove, so he's just stuck there.
It's like, beep, 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 beep. Oh, wait, hold on. No, I think I just turned it to half power. Hold on.
And he falls down sizzling.
That is how you do it.
This is how you do it.
Now we have to get those rights now, right?
Shit. Bankrupt me in this podcast. Gotta pay off Great Big C and whoever the hell wrote that song.
Depending on which version, it might be Montel Williams or someone else.
Just all of them now?
DeLoon.
Hold on, yawning.
Is it Montel Williams?
No.
I don't know, but we can sing Happy Birthday. That's not copyrighted. The copyright was found to be invalid.
Yeah, because the song is older than it.
Montel
is
Jordan.
Mm. Thank you.
Okay. Different from Montel Williams, Montel but still Williams? Montel.
That
I think
he
was like a talk show host.
He might be. I might be confusing
basketball
Montel Williams with Montel Jordan.
Anyways, what's DeLoon doing?
Montel Williams, an American television personality, talk show host, and actor.
Ah, okay.
Would I be able to take an action now to tie him up?
Yeah, you don't actually have to, though. He is officially down.
Well, I wanted to tie him up in case, like, he comes to when we're in there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so do it now while you have actions to use.
Yeah.
Fine.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to continue throwing that other guy about.
Yeah. So, effectively, he is captured with a number of successes equal to your... your margin of success.
So what was that? Eight?
His life
weird.
Is... Con-
you need 8 successes to rouse him, probably on some sort of healing check.
I want to blow wind in the guy's face such that his eyes start watering uncomfortably.
What are you looking to do, Hugh? What's the end goal?
So uncomfortably that he loses energy from it.
Okay.
I want his life to become a windy hell.
It's the throw thingy thing that does the
I'm gonna
he can explain it that way all he wants. I just need to understand what his objective
yes.
I am sapping his energy through his eyes.
Yes.
Can I do the thing that zombies did?
I wish. Can I do that? Can I use a moxie to do that? To steal that guy's life?
Necrotizing?
Yes!
I think you can do that with airbending.
It'll be effectively the fucking void bending where you steal some of his breath.
No, fine. I'll just do the regular thing where... Yeah.
Where you're
he'll
not doing the thing that's
he'll
against
slowly
everything
dehydrate
the
air
nomads stand for.
He'll slowly dehydrate through his tears. Putting 5 energy, so that puts me down to 2 after... the one for sustaining the silence.
I should roll mine.
And that's only 3 successes.
That sure beats his 0, and he's in offensive stance, so he's taking an additional 1.
Excellent.
And he's looking pretty tired.
Not as tired as my guy.
They're like, they're windblown tears. Just
my guy looks way more tired.
His hair's all over the place.
And then I recover. Oh boy, so I'm at 6. Kind of slow spiral down with my energy, but whatever. This fight seems like it'll soon be over. Okay, that's me.
Soma.
Shift offensive stance, spend 3 energy to hit him, shift defensive stance. Or not defensive stance, drunkard stance.
Okay. Hit me with your best shot.
More rights.
God damn
2 successes.
1.
All right. Once I see him, when he's distracted by DeLoon, just like kind of blowing energy at him, I'm going to sucker punch him.
That was bad. Well,
blowing energy out of him.
I mean, blowing energy out of him. I'm going to sucker punch him as soon as he's like kind of distracted and his eyes are closed.
Yeah. You find a little open spot in his... plate and just right in the chops.
And then I'm going to shift back into my drunkard stance. And then I'm going to make a recovery roll and hope that I get a 10 or an 8. Or maybe even a 9. I got a 5, so that puts me up to 7. Trying to be conservative with this because I want to get my energy back so that I can blow it on healing everyone.
That would be nice.
Okay, that's his turn. Let's see. He is going to make a desperate attack with all of his energy against Soma.
Okay. This time I actually have energy to deflect it.
And I'm watching out for you, so if he hits with 1, then I cancel it out.
1, 2, and 3 with offensive stance.
Is this the damage that I cancel, or...
I think you cancel... Yes, 1 damage.
Okay.
So 2 successes, then, and then she cancels one of them, so...
No, I don't cancel a die. I cancel if damage. He hits you with 1.
Okay, then yeah, 2.
Or would have hit you, I guess.
So you cancel out a damage.
Yes, 1 point of the damage. So yeah, you're about to get lashed, and then just the gust of wind knocks it off course.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh!
Right. You just winced and braced yourself. Let's see if he gets... Oh! Dice everywhere. I'm gonna do that. Not bad.
I like fighting things wearing metal.
I'm just, like, amazed.
Where I can get 12 successes on 6 dice.
I give Sekhfa the thumbs up.
Does he want... Why not? He'll go into a defensive stance, because offense is not working great for him. And he is now outnumbered.
Yeah, so defensive stance negates damage.
No. It decreases his target number for any defensive rolls, but increases the target number for any attacks he makes.
Okay.
Yeah. Like my drunkard stance is a defense. It kind of effectively replaces defensive stance, but I don't lose the offensive bonus for it, and it's harder
some
to capture.
Rice
me.
In this, Kevin.
I do. I'm aware. We went over that, you know, Friday.
Yes, yeah, and you didn't solve it since then.
Was already all clumped, so...
Sekhfa.
How energetic does that guy look?
He's only mildly injured. He's only actually taken that one shot. He looks pretty tired. He's about half down in his energy.
Regular rice and parboiled rice.
Just dry rice.
Parboiled has more...
I won't risk a chapter. Okay, guarding again.
Okay.
I'm going to put this in your eye.
Ooh.
There's one by your elbow.
Never
as well,
put
Georgie.
Salt.
That's a 5.
Yep.
Okay.
So that's also
so
always
this
put salt in there.
Yes.
Okay.
It comes out of your eyes naturally, so naturally salt should be in there.
That's true.
Just a 2.
Wait, no, you're using airbending, so that means that you're.
I'm not that good at airbending.
What's your airbending discipline?
It's 7 and up for my airbending.
Oh, you're only a level 1 airbender. Yeah. Okay. I thought you were. Sorry.
No, that's Sage.
Yeah,
she's an old wise woman.
Yeah, she's really good at spirity stuff.
I mean, like, if it wasn't a sound bubble and I could shout, then I could use insight probably. But then I'm not, like, next to you, so I could, like, shove you out of the way.
Right.
Yeah. Mm. You're the closest, so I'll give 1 for you, at the very least.
Sweet.
I don't know what to do with them.
Well, I always see it as Soma as our tank.
Yeah, sure. I'll give him both some.
I'm hard to hit, but...
You're not any tankier than anyone else. You're just the one who tends to run in and get hit.
Well, yes. Or actually avoid getting hit a lot of the time.
Yeah.
I mean, I run and get hit too, but... I think I get hit a lot less than Soma.
Okay. Yeah, I guess since she's the closest, I'm giving both my attention to her.
Sometimes, unfortunately.
Though I also imagine I look less intimidating than Soma.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I mean,
because I'm a scrawny geek girl.
Actually, who has sustained the most wounds? I think I'm in the running.
Well, you don't really stand, so... Like, you get hit and you just drop.
Soma got pretty thoroughly beat down in the South Pole.
Yeah.
So did I, though, because I got jumped.
That's true.
I got pretty well hurt there, too.
We all had a rough time down there.
Yeah, Zoharazar.
So I tied up that bitch. Yes. This other bitch is still up. Uh-huh. Guess I'm going to go up to him. Zappity zap zap.
Lightninging.
Zappity zappity.
That metal armor is a real goddamn liability.
3 6 successes.
Six successes. Well, he got
2 for defending. His defensive stance did not help him at all. So 4. So the good news for him is that, well, his defensive stance, not being an offensive stance, helped him to be conscious at all. Yes, he's only knocked down because of his defensive stance. You give him a quick zap.
Except you can't hear that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's all quiet.
Still very quiet.
He's just kind of wavering.
Yeah. Oh,
that took 2 actions, and I presume moving over here took another, so...
Nah, you're all in close enough proximity. That's not really an action, so if you want to do something else...
I can't do another zap attack.
Okay.
I'll just replenish.
You can always move into offensive stance and zappity tappity.
Offensive stance.
I feel a bit overcome.
You don't want to learn any more rules, I know. We're 25 sessions in.
Oh, I don't have the hard takedowns thing descriptor for mine.
But you still have the throw, right?
Yeah, I've.
Okay.
You could use a moxie and hard takedown.
No, that's not worth it for a guy that's like.
Well, don't you have like 800 moxie?
I have 3.
I think I have the most moxie.
Well, it's your turn. What would you like to do, Dalu?
Well, whatever energy he has left, I want to
take
it. I want to blow it out of him.
Blow it out of the asshole?
Yep, just go.
Keep it classy, guys. Keeping it classy.
So yeah, I'll do save again.
Defensive power actually didn't help because his descriptor's good enough. So 3 successes.
Well, that's 4 for me.
God damn it.
So what, you blow out one of his energy?
Yes.
Ah, shit.
1 energy?
Yes. It's just going to be... This is the opposite of how I wanted it to go.
How's he looking?
Tired. Pretty hurt. Pretty banged up.
I'm going to go for a capture, actually.
Yeah, go for...
Okay.
Go for takedown / capture.
Yeah, I'm going to try for a capture.
Look, he's right.
I don't have capture as an ability, but I'm going to pump 7
low-hanging fruit.
It.
Okay.
So... Just going to catch him. Try and... take him out.
Just grab his ball sack. Low hanging fruit.
Does not look like a great roll.
2.
Does not look like a very great roll.
Yeah, just 2 successes. That is probably not enough.
No. You go to, like,
kind of just like get him out, and then he just sort of wriggles
out
of it.
Hey! Except no sound comes out.
Damn. All right. Yep. Let's make that roll. It's a 6. Alright. Oh, I'm back up to 6 energy. So that could be worse.
He's gonna put all his... Wow.
Oops.
No.
You're dying.
No.
I touched it. It's cursed now.
Yeah, way to go, Kevin.
He's gonna try to run away.
That bastard hole. He's gonna do a very bad job of it.
He did do a very bad job of it.
Like,
what is,
I did
what
that.
What is he playing into again?
What?
What is he doing again?
He's trying to run.
Oh, okay.
Hopefully out of this soundproof bubble and yell as loud as he can.
Right. Well, then we just have 2 other people wearing metal armor.
Yeah, we all have to. We all have to.
Sekfa, this guy is making an incompetent break for it.
Okay.
He's like the
incompetent break.
The teenage girl running from the monster in a scary movie.
Right.
His heel breaks, you know.
And the monster's just like strolling.
Yeah, it's like, my ankle. My other ankle.
My heel
both
breaks.
My ankles.
My dress is caught in something. Stuff like that. And then your purse gets caught on something.
Okay.
It's just...
It's
a cavalcade.
He is exhausted, by the way.
Oh.
Okay.
Does that mean 0?
Okay.
Yeah, do a speed.
Can't
so
he rolls a recovery roll.
Okay.
Try and catch him.
So does he have as much
I'm
energy as I do?
I'm going to jump in the air and use my glider.
Okay.
To get some additional speed. Put 4 energy into catching him.
Because I have this much. Just enough to sustain my points. No.
Three successes.
That's a lot of successes.
That's three successes, yeah.
No, wait, no, it's airbender speed, so that would be two successes.
Yeah.
You rolled that as well, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, okay.
So that's a
10. Airbenders are much better at speeding.
Yeah, I mean, you can just glide into him and send him tumbling to the ground.
Yeah, like the breeze just tumbles him over because it doesn't take much.
He takes some damage, his short run is stopped.
Okay. Huzzah.
And he still looks pretty tired?
Oh, yeah. He's exhausted.
Like, how much energy exhausted?
Try a catcher.
I am. I'm just trying to figure out how much energy to put in.
All.
Okay, fine. All.
Yeah, just finish the encounter.
Make very sure.
There's a 9 and an 8 and an 8. So, yep, these three.
So what are you going to do? How do you capture him?
Just hug him. I think I'm just sitting on. I think I like tackled into him while I glided, and I'm just like.
No, oh, you gotta blow air on him.
No, I'm giving him bear hug with my little friend.
Girl.
And it somehow works.
Oh, she clings to stuff pretty well. If you learn from Boston say.
Okay.
Stage 5.
Come over and have her sit on it.
You tackle him, and then Moy Moy just goes over and.
Ma! Ma!
Only it's.
Yeah.
It's time. Nap time.
No.
It'd be nap time.
No.
And then recovery.
It's only been an hour and 15 minutes. That's actually impressive. You've gotten a lot done so far. Mm-hmm. This is going pretty well.
Yeah, maybe we should do this more often.
Yeah, fly over here more often. That'll be great.
You got the planes go the other way. You guys can fly over to us.
I can't take vacations. I can take so many vacations.
Rhode Island's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There are roads without potholes in Washington.
Holy
99%
shit.
Of them.
Coming back here and hearing that background noise of thump, 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 no matter where you're driving,
that's
not normal.
Like 99% of roads do not have potholes in Washington.
You have captured both of these gentlemen. What are you doing with them?
Gag
them. I tie them up and gag them.
Bind and gag them.
Yes, gag them, my dick.
You stay behind them, Dylan?
I'd be very impressed if you could get both of them.
That would be a feat. That would be a
just
feat.
Just tie it around both their necks.
I don't know how that happened.
Why is it detachable?
Okay.
And I'll probably bring them in, like, so they'll be behind a wall, so that people walking around might not see them.
You pull them into the back door that you guys broke down last time you were here, which was only, like, 2 hours
ago.
I'm going
to suggest we drag them over to the spirit world where Moomoy's going to be.
Okay.
Okay.
She can sit on them as well.
Yeah, Moomoy, make sure they don't move.
I'm going to let you take care of them while we go inside. Just be ready to go as in case we need help.
Just puts a paw on each of them.
They are gagged, right? Like they can't make noise?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I gagged them tied up.
I dropped my sound bubble.
I think we already moved out of it.
Fine.
All right. I'm going to take a minute to patch myself up. How much
can
does...
you help me too?
Yeah. How much does healing actually do? Like, what, is it one health per success or is it...
You're doing a water banding heal?
Yeah.
Water bending.
Because I think I have the least amount of health right now.
You took some damage. You were at... Wait, you're at 6 now?
I'm at 7.
7, okay. Yeah.
Unless it did more damage than one.
Yeah. Make a healing roll on a single target. Target recovers 1 point of damage per success on the roll. Character may not benefit from more than one healing attempt per hour.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to blow my energy into you. And you can recover...
It's 3?
4 damage.
I will recover the 3 I need.
Okay, and then I'm going to make a recovery roll. Get 7. And I'm going to heal myself. I was going to do that.
Okay.
Still, sorry.
You
I
just
still
keep
need
taking
it.
The ones that I set aside,
right,
so
well,
I don't have
take
to keep
from
looking
the thing
to instead. How much energy I have.
5.
You can also help yourself with my dice, too.
Alright, that's one thing, one recovery that I make.
Well, you healed me to full. That's
I healed
really
you to full. So I'm going to recover myself again. That's 5 back, so I'm back up to... What is it? Back up to 7. Daloon, you need healing? You're at, what, 8?
Well, I'm at 9.
You're at 9.
Yeah.
Okay.
One injury.
I'll top you off. 3 energy into that. You got a success. So minus 3 is 4. So 8. Okay, good. I'm at 9 health and 8 energy.
Now what I could use is a recovery roll.
Well, you guys could rest for an hour.
Nope. No time.
I'd move it on.
We're heading in. Are you hurt? You're not hurt.
No. I'm just tired. I'm not very tired, and I'm not hurt now.
Yeah. Well, I'm in pretty good condition. I'm at 9 and 8. And you're at 10 and 9. Yeah, that's good. All right.
Okay.
Okay, let's move in. That's all right. You'll be fine. It's just, if we get into another fight, just...
You should be better at rolling dice.
Just take a round and recover.
You know, I'm good at sometimes. Sometimes I'm good. It's really random.
Did you record that I healed you for one?
Yes. Okay. I took away my one error.
All right, so we head into the mansion.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you guys trying to be sneaky, or are you just...
I'm trying to be sneaky, because... I'm sneaky.
Yeah, right. Probably crawling cops.
Go for it, then.
Maybe. I don't know.
Can you bring us
along?
I'm
going to use echolocation.
Nothing more subtle than that.
There's people around the corner.
Because you heard them go, what the hell was that sound?
Them by way.
So am I able to help, like, the other three people?
Yeah, I think you can spend energy.
Spend one energy per person you're helping before the roll.
Before the roll?
Or
okay.
Can I just listen super hard to maybe find out what people
are? You might want to clarify that it's before the roll, because I don't remember that being in there.
Yeah, we've been over this before. It's just that it hasn't been updated in the rolls, I don't think.
Let me see. Boost.
It would be in the general rules for giving other people the benefit of your
staff. Escort. You can guide or physically assist your allies. You may expend one energy per ally. The allies may use your result on the following test.
Okay, on the following test. Yeah, that's... That makes sense. It just isn't, 100%
clear. Yeah, I can clarify that.
There's three of you.
Or refill on water.
There we go.
Nah, I'm good.
Okay.
So I just spend it for the people I'm helping.
Okay, thank you. Okay. So, who are you helping?
Alright, who would really need help? Everyone?
You're the only one to sneak. I have an energy.
Damn loud.
It's exhausting. You are herding cats here.
Energy.
So yeah, I will spend the 3 fucking energy to help these elephants.
Okie dokie.
And I got 2 successes. That sucks.
How much did you put in?
5.
Okay. So as you're you're turning back to herd cats and try to get them in.
They're elephant cats, okay?
You're about to step out into the hallway when a butler or a servant starts walking down the hall. You almost walk right into them, but at the last second you swing your hand out and just sweep your allies to press flat against the wall as he's walking by.
I stopped breathing while I'm oh shit, and you see sweat going down my face. But I succeeded, so I can replenish, so I don't have 1 energy, right?
Yes.
7.
7, that's good. All right.
Because all you fuckers decided, I'm going to be an elephant cat.
actually.
And so. Even at this time in the morning, the place is abuzz with staff.
Hmm. Well, the police thing, I'm sure, helps that.
Mm.
Also, it's election day for a presidential candidate. So he probably has a lot going on. But you... Now that you're aware of it, you're a lot more careful, and you sort of watch the rotations and the comings and goings, and slink around. Where are you attempting to get to?
I think we need to get up
the
stairs.
Yeah, I think
we're
going to try where his spirit self guy was in his spirit mansion.
Yeah, so we're going to go up the stairs and into what amounted to the throne room.
Yeah. Well, basically, it was up the stairs and straight back in the spirit world. And that's...
We assume it's similar.
And that's the hardest place... getting up the stairs without anyone being able to see you, because obviously it's pretty exposed. So you end up waiting for a long time and then making a
dash.
Quiet dash up the stairs.
and you see a big set of double doors before you.
Can I listen at the door? Like, see if I hear?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there some sort of roll?
Yeah, notice.
Notice?
You can do a passive notice.
Yeah, I'll do a passive notice.
Yes.
And it's rounded up, right? Mm-hmm.
Dress yourself up against the,
If only I was trained in this, that would have been four successes. I have one success.
What, one?
I think we all have one, yeah.
If only I rolled more.
If only I was not so tired.
If only I was trained, because I got 3 sevens and a 9.
yeah, none of you hear anything.
I try to open it.
Okay. Well, it's locked.
I try to pick it.
Okay. It's obstacle one. It's an interior lock. It's more of a I'm busy in here, don't bother me lock than an actual theft deterrent.
That's two successes.
Hit pop. Open.
Whew, I'm at full energy now.
Nice. At least one of us is.
And then I guess, very slowly open the door and try to peer through the crack.
Okay. You peer inside and you find an opulent bedroom. It seems unoccupied. There's no light on in here. Although you can see on the far side of the room is another door. And you see light pouring from under the crack of the door. You shepherd your allies into the room and quietly shut the door.
My elephant cats get in the room.
Well, the cat part's quiet.
Plus they're yowling all the time.
Yeah, they're like Winston elephant cats. And then I guess I'll go to the door with the light underneath it and try to listen. That is two successes.
Should we all make another passive notice?
That's fine. She passed.
You hear a kind of strange breathing, like a
So there's a snake in there.
Or a very infirm old man.
Well, like an asthmatic person too, I guess.
Yeah, hooked up to like a breathing device.
Maybe that's why he's so grand in the spirit world. He can't be in the real world.
Is this door locked?
Yeah, but it's a little harder than the last one, but I'll let you roll ride and just pop it open.
Okay.
Quietly as you can.
Yep. I open, and then I slowly peer inside when I open the door.
Okay. Oh boy. Oh, this is so exciting.
Okay. So you see. Well, there's a bunch of things to notice.
Oh, God.
First, it appears to be some sort of meditation chamber. Not that unusual for people to have. This one, the back of the room has a tapestry. You can't tell what it is because it's been pulled aside. It's all scrunched up on one side. In the rear, you can see the sort of black and white jagged scar at the edges of the wall. Through it, you can see into the spirit world. Where beyond, you can see Cora flinging fire and stone at a giant spirit creature as, it's difficult to see, but it looks like one of the tree snakes is talking to or doing something that's keeping the other ones at bay. Like, they formed a semicircle around and just talking to it, but you can't get any sound out.
That is weird.
In front of that, you see a somewhat less opulent figure. A middle-aged, balding, and pot-bellied man dressed in green finery of the Earth Kingdom, meditating in deep concentration. And you can even see like the twitches in his face and body as...
As it corresponds with the...
Yes, as the giant figure is moving beyond.
Just walk up to his neck and zap it.
You just kind of put your glove on his head. Nah,
wrapped around him
and sort of lurking overhead, you see like a hooded snake. It's all white with red eyes, and it is probably 20 feet long. It is coiled around where he is meditating, and its head is sticking up, just gazing at the door with red snake eyes.
Can I tell if he's being controlled? Or if it's like more along the lines of the kitchen servant, or whatever.
Yeah, maybe get passive attuned to the spirits as you get a
I'm tired, so we'll see how this goes.
There's a nine.
Okay, that works. The nine works.
Nine works. Okay. He doesn't look zonked out or mind controlled. It looks like he is performing some sort of duty, but you have no idea what sort of deal they made. There's no obvious form of control.
Mm. All right, so this guy like probably can't be convinced.
It's clearly his guardian of some kind.
So it's like the kitchen staff kind
of. He's probably paying it in some way.
I'm going to try and whisper, he's not being controlled.
Okay, so that means he's here of his own will.
Okay, how are we doing this?
Why can't we just walk up to him and just, you know, give him a little...
I'm assuming the snake will stop us.
It's a snake.
It's a giant-ass snake.
It's a long-ass snake. It's not a giant-ass snake. Quiet, please. Okay, whoa. Oh,
maybe by sheer annoyance we can get past this.
Oh, sorry.
Apparently, Dulun just conked out.
Yep.
Just Kevin's taking a nap.
Yep.
Just at his own dining room table.
Yep. It's a food nap.
And we did have party pizza.
I mean, if he wants quiet, I can give him fucking quiet.
Can you though?
Do you have the urge to?
No.
You can try.
Okay.
I mean, maybe I can. Give it all back. That's one of those things that it does. Right? Gives you energy back.
Moxie lets you make a recovery.
Oh yeah, Moxie gets you all your energy back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It would suck if you spent Moxie and rolled one. So, yeah, just get your
orange. Yeah, just get
you could spend a boxing.
Okay. It's pretty damn important.
Yeah, this might be the last
session.
Excuse
me, Mr. Snake person? Spirit thing?
Boom.
Quiet.
If we make it quiet around him, can we talk to you?
There is nothing to discuss. You are intruders, and you should die quietly.
Okay, well, I can give him the quiet. Hold on. Okay. I spent a moxie. I have all my energies back. I'm going to spend four of it creating silence around what's-his-face.
Okay.
What is it? Wait.
Well, we might want to just put it around the room so that the servants don't hear.
Yeah, okay. Let's put it around. Okay, let's do the room test. Okay? No sound gets in or out of the... Yeah, that's all four.
That's four successes.
No sound gets in or out of this room.
But is there sound within the room?
Yes, there's sound within
the room. Okay, so you're creating a bubble that cannot be heard outside.
Yes.
Okay.
And you got eight of your energy back, which means you're topped off.
Hey, okay.
Just
my arm somehow.
Just
that's some ink.
Just randomly found an ink spot on my arm.
Well, that's weird.
Yeah, probably
it's schizophrenia or herself.
No, it's schizophrenia.
Never. Yeah, it's the first sign of schizophrenia.
Okay. We should be good to talk now.
Oh, good. It's quiet now.
They can't hear us outside this room.
Oh, good. Roll initiative.
I punch my knuckles. I'm like, yes.
Crack your knuckles?
Yeah. Cool. I'm going to enjoy this.
14.
I also got 14.
10. I rolled
because
really
I had
shitty.
10 energy and I rolled a 4.
Same here.
Okay, you guys both got 14.
And we both have the same amount of energy.
All right, who goes first?
Let's roll Tiber.
8.
4.
Okay, you're probably going
to. I guess I go first because I got 9.
No, damn it, I was more consistent.
I only have 4 energy. Or maybe I can choose you to go first.
Sekhvah?
I have 10. Which is the same as him.
But I'm going first because I have more energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kevin and I decided to just be the same.
Yeah, we go simultaneously.
We're just going to tag team it. Mm.
Snake boxer too. Now the snakes also have gloves.
Snake gloves?
Is it Snake Boxer 2? It might be Snake Boxer 4, actually.
I don't know.
Am I a geographer?
What?
I said, what am I, a geographer?
Yes. Yes, you are.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that was what you were educated in.
Okay. No.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
It's our favorite reoccurring joke where you say, I don't know that, I'm not, and then name a completely unrelated profession. Like, I can't do math. What am I, a botanist? It makes zero sense.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, I'm not an astronomer, but I'm pretty sure that's not how you make pizza.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yay!
We're gonna punch a snake. I'm gonna punch a snake. I don't actually know if punching the snake is gonna do anything because it's a spirit.
It's not wearing metal armor. This sucks.
Bullshit.
I know.
Complete bullshit. It is, however, touching. Like, it's wrapped around, what's his name? Yeah. Fubon, so.
Yes, but our spirits conductors of electricity?
Hot Clarence Styles.
Jesus Christ, Kevin.
Those are awful.
What?
Yeah, they are.
What's awful?
He has an email for underwear.
Oh. I'm not buying these Hot Clarence Styles, okay?
Hey, Kevin, you catch my count?
Hmm?
It went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh, and I'm 1.
You are 1.
So I'm getting grappled by a snake.
You spent a moxie to get all your energy back, right?
Yes.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're going to enjoy that, then.
I'm glad I did this.
I'm going to go to the restroom.
You do that.
It'll be the crappy restroom, though, unless I sneak into Kevin's room.
Yeah.
There's no...
That's mine.
What do you want, Jeff?
Okay. The albino snake spirit uncoils itself and shifts into what you think is a threatening attack position. Slithers around.
Oh, so cute.
Does a little bobbing and weaving, and then it snaps forward lightning quick to bite at Daloo.
Ah!
With 8 energy.
Ooh. Ah!
So, with offensive stance, it's paying dividends. What was it? 10.
Yeah, 3.
Sorry, it's taking some time.
Also 3.
Ooh.
But it put in more energy, so it wins the tie. But
damn it.
No super good margin of success. He bites you, and you can start to feel drained. Like, you feel just poison creeping in. It's cold in your bloodstream. But it's only 1 damage and 1 energy loss.
Okay.
Is Kevin dead?
Yeah.
Okay. They're venomous.
That's a shitty recovery roll.
Weirdly venomous. You're talking chakra scars.
Spirit venom.
Zaharazar.
My turn?
Mm-hmm.
And the snake attacked Daloon?
Daloon. And he's complaining about venom.
Okay.
They're venomous.
Okay.
Treachery!
Well, as long as it's venom and they're not poisonous.
Yes, so we can eat them. We can eat them.
And touch them.
And touch them. However, actually, we don't know that they're not poisonous because we haven't tried petting
them. Well, I'm wearing gloves.
So. Oh, okay.
Zappity zap zap on snake.
Okay, so you're running forward to zap it?
Sure.
That might be a problem.
Why?
Because it's touching Kevin.
Well, I don't think it does
all the way through it.
That's how conductivity can...
Yes, but I don't think it's a shock glove thing.
Okay. I would
like,
just be a
it's not concerned. A property of the shock glove that, like, you hit
I don't
everything
know.
That
if
touches it.
If you tase someone who's touching someone else, the electricity is going to carry that for you?
Well, I think it might depend on the taser, because I know the taser's gun, they kind of stick into you.
The whole
you.
Thing is, yeah, it's the current goes through the needles, whereas a shock glove is just straight up exposing them, like, raw electric current, so... I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's localized. Give it a roll.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking, because there's no power in it.
Effectively, the points of contact are in the shock glove.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's 2-3 successes.
3 successes. He doesn't have a whole lot of energy left to defend, unfortunately. I only got 1.
Alright, so then... And then I do the special effect with the shock glove thing.
If I touch someone being tasered, will I also get shocked? Thank you, it'll explain like I'm 5.
And...
He takes 1 energy damage.
Yep. I'll repeat that.
You're next.
Voltage is grounded and only grounded by the person being electrocuted. Only if the positive was touching one person and the negative was touching the other person could you complete a bridge.
Okay. Yeah, I imagine like if I was maybe touching the two people with each with a glove,
why'd you grab
Delune
with the other hand? Just balance purposes.
Yeah, oh god, fell a bit.
Equality.
Just right on Delune's forehead. Hit everyone equally.
Yeah, let's not do that and say we didn't.
Alright, so I did my replenish roll, so it is Delune's turn.
Okay.
Unless someone went between us.
Delune, you can see that this thing, I mean, not only is it right up in your grill, that tail is just quivering. Like, the very end of the tail is shaking, like it has a rattle, but it does not.
That's weird. Do snakes have ears? Yeah,
They have ear holes.
They have, they can feel vibrations, like sound vibrations.
They definitely used a lot of energy to try and lash
out. Was drained by energy a little bit by me.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to introduce it to Sound Hell.
Sound Hell, huh?
Sound Hell. The good old squealing takedown. Screeching nails on chalkboard takedown.
Okay.
To get it the fuck off of me. I'm going to
scream,
put...
get the fuck
Delune
off
just
me.
Got angry.
I'm going to put all but one of my energies into it.
Oh, yeah, because you got to maintain the bubble.
So 8...
Okay. And this is a capture attempt? Is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Capture?
You're trying to capture? Okay.
Well, it seems like it has low energy, so...
Okay.
It did use shit ton to try and attack me.
And then I drained it.
And it's an offensive stance. Okay, so these are the... Wow, that's... a lot of shit. That's only 3. Less than 50%!
Well, you know it's really terrible?
Has 3 energy.
Less.
Oh.
Oh,
that's an
oh
succeed.
Yes!
So
guard this bubble with sound. What kind of sound are you just filling it with?
Ow.
Horrible screeching. You know, like...
Maybe
nails
a frequency
on chalkboard.
That we can't
you know,
hear,
like,
but it can.
No.
Please?
I don't know what that is.
Okay, fine.
I don't know, like, the physiology of this snake.
I'm going to assume it's focused on the snake head.
Well, yeah, it's definitely focused on the snake head.
It's going to be, like, point of origin is around there, but it's still going to,
you know,
everyone's
like,
going to
yeah.
hear.
Yeah, it's
like
going to be
Harry Potter
like,
and the Goblet of Fire and the mermaid egg outside of the water.
Uh-huh.
That.
It starts thrashing around wildly. The end of its tail, like, all the scales stand up into spikes, and it's clearly some sort of, like... Like a morning star thing that's lashing around,
oh,
destroying
oh,
the walls in the
you. You want it quiet? You want it quiet? You want it quiet? I have no other things to say.
It just convulses, smashes its head into things, and flops over.
Oh, get quiet.
So, bottom of the initiative. Don't put anything in. Fu Huan opens his eyes.
Oh, come on,
doing in the wall.
So,
hold on. I want to use my remaining energy to kick it.
Okay.
Yeah, you fail.
And you just gotta watch it.
You fall over. You go kick it and lose your balance and just fall over.
I think you've been drinking from Soma's jug.
Okay. Well, at least I get a reply from the draw.
That's true.
Hey, six is a good amount. That's a good amount.
Yeah, I don't have booze in there anymore. Which means I don't have a combat heal.
Okay. So, Fu Huan opens his eyes. You can see through the spirit portal that his giant is...
diminished?
Shrinking, like, quivers, and it's starting to look more and more like the real thing as he's turning his focus back towards the mortal world. And Korra takes the opportunity and is just bombarding it with fire.
Hmm.
And he looks in shock at his spirit guardian, like, trembling on the ground.
As I failed to kick it.
We tag-teamed it, yeah!
Yeah, I tried to kick. I can't kick a disabled thing.
You should have used airbending to kick.
No, that wouldn't have done it.
The Morning Star tail quivers a little bit. Would have really liked to act. Soma.
The moment I see that Fu Huan has woken up, I'm going to shift into offensive stance. I am going to blitz at him, like, as quickly as I can run. Like, just give him a wind sprint for a build-up action for 4 energy.
Okay.
And then I'm going to give him the Knee of Jesus in the face.
Okie dokie.
What the hell is the Knee of Jesus?
You've never played Super Smash Brothers?
Not really.
Captain Falcon's front knee is powerful enough, like, it'll blow people off the screen if you hit it right.
It's called the Knee of Jesus?
Yeah, it's called the Knee of Jesus.
Oh, okay. Because I'm aware of, like, Thunder Kick and Iron Dress.
Yeah.
Falcon Punch.
It hits like the Thunder Kick. It has the same properties.
Okay. Thunder Kick is my favorite.
Yeah. Well, Knee of Jesus is my favorite, and I'm going to use it right now. So here's the build-up action. That's one. Wait, oh, no, that's 2 successes. All right. That's good. And then...
wanted him building up a big head of steam. He's, like, trying to get to his feet from his meditation stance.
1, 2, and 1. That's a success.
I'm gonna give him a random roll of how much energy he is. Well, yeah, that's a good point. Let me look up the surprise rules, because I can never remember them.
We don't really use it that much.
I was hoping to lobby for a surprise attack. Just be like, ah!
Yeah, I'm sure he did not expect this while he was meditating. Like, a group of us
may not act or make passive actions like defending. Fair enough.
Yeah. Okay.
So just, boom!
Yeah, just a group of us able to get past all of his guards and guardian snake without alerting anyone.
And then suddenly, boom! He's fresh out of teeth.
Yeah, like, he opens his eyes and you just knee him in the face.
So that's 1 damage plus the 1 for the build-up, and I'm in offensive stance. That's 3 total? Or is...
No, offensive stance lowers your target number. By
okay. So yeah, still 2 total. So I just kind of run at him and just boom, right in the face.
Yeah, and he just opened his eyes. He sprawls backwards and goes tumbling. He's half in the spirit gate. Like, he's literally standing between two worlds, or in this case, just kind of sprawled between
like
two
worlds. Like, his head is in the spirit world.
Yes. Now turn off the spirit gate!
Turn off the devil's machine.
For a brutal end to this campaign.
That happened in Fringe. Dude was just standing in the dimensional portal, and they, like, just turned off the device. And just...
That sounds disgusting.
Yeah.
Alright, I'm back up to 8 energy. That's not bad.
You should always roll the, like, number that you have used, so you're always at 10. That's what I keep on doing.
I was at 8 to begin with.
So
I did exactly that.
When he touches the spirit world, you can see his astral projection of himself becomes an exact duplicate of this short, pudgy little sad man that you're beating on.
Master, how many realms, damn it?
Korra gives you a thumbs up.
Don't get upsetty. Have some spaghetti.
That is just weird.
Sekpa?
Blow him in. Throw him into the spirit world proper. His physical form.
I don't know, like, Sekfa does not know what to do right now. Well, I don't know what putting him in the spirit wilds would do other than give him a chance to just run.
Korra is there.
Yes, but Korra's not in the entire spirit world.
It's true.
Mm. Korra is physically in the spirit world.
Yes, but she's not covering the entire spirit
world. No, it's a big place.
It's a huge-ass place.
It's a big place.
Mm-hmm. But she's right in front of him mm-hmm. and way That's more true. Powerful than him.
Yeah. And he has all
yes,
his
but
energy,
I think
right?
we're also more powerful.
He has all of his energy, right? Or does he?
No, I was actually going to give him a random roll to see how much energy he's at the current time. Not good.
Okay. He really had to focus.
Basically, he's been mentally concentrating on what's going on in the spirit world, and that's
been... If you toss him all the way into the portal, then his physical body is in there, and we've seen that his physical body kind of sucks compared to his projected self. So it seems like the better thing to do would be to lock him in there with Korra.
Mm, I don't, like, I think we could easily just beat the crap out of him.
On the other hand, I don't know, well, he might get the spirits on the other side to start attacking, give them an order. Although if they haven't already, if they see that he's just kind of like a pathetic little, like, not god, they might be like, hey,
there was definitely a change in the attitude when his projection shrinks down to the reality.
Like the snakes that are talking?
Yeah, like, wait, why are we listening to this jerk?
Kind of look, he's a pathetic fat guy.
So, I'm going to whirl back around and yell at Sekhfa, Sekhfa, blow him all the way through!
Fine, I'll throw him through.
Throw them into the spirits and let them just tear them apart.
Yes. No. Well, not tear them apart, but I mean, like, I don't know, spirit him away or whatever it is they
do. You don't have awesome pecs at all.
So he'll get lost
Turn
in the spirit
Turn him into
world
a pig?
Forever. Yeah, that
like,
too.
Like,
Yeah, Spirited Away.
Yeah, Spirited Away's parents.
Yep.
Sure. I'll do that.
Shadow Shaman would say, you're too full! You'd also say, pull tree!
Just the one.
Okay, two for a knockback. Mm-hmm. I'd say still surprised until he gets to act, which is after you.
Okay.
So you're taking out one of his energy and you're trying to throw him through the portal, is that correct?
More push than throw.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you roll up the wind and basically just tumble him through the portal.
And I would like to run after him.
Okay.
So you're going to jump right through?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Like, right now I'm kind of mixed, because I don't want to hurt him. He's an old guy. I've been taught to, like, respect the elderly and all that stuff.
His spectral form disappears entirely when he makes it into the spirit world. You don't know if they can't coexist or if he's just completely lost focus.
I saw that.
Could be a bit of both.
Kevin is being distracting as usual.
So,
is that him?
I can't see anything.
Well, no, see, it's a picture of an old guy on a computer, and he's scrolling, and then the elder scrolls.
Yep.
Because he's an elder, and he's scrolling.
Awful.
I see.
It's absolutely terrible.
We get it. It's an awful pun.
Yep, it's a dad joke.
It's a Kevin's dad joke.
That's just dad jokes.
Even though my dad is now playing the Elder Scrolls Online for the PS4. With my sister.
Oh, that's cute.
I still think your dad and my dad would be like best friends.
Quite possibly.
Yeah. And you're chasing him into the spirit
world?
Yeah,
I'm going to follow him into the spirit world.
Okay.
She just runs past me and just like...
Anything else?
Let's see. So, Carl's giving me a thumbs up. He's down on the ground. Snakes are over that way.
Snake
say hi!
What was that?
The snakes are over that way, so I'm going to go say hi. Like,
to the snakes?
Yeah. Don't know what else to do.
Hello.
This is your shitty boss.
Well, this one is saying that we shouldn't listen to that guy. He looks a lot different. Are you sure he's the same guy?
Yeah, that's the same guy.
It's kind of pathetic.
He aged terribly.
He really lost, like, when, you know, he must have had terrible osteoporosis by how much he shrunk, right? Mm-hmm.
Buwan staggers to his feet, and he tries to center himself. Sarasong, hear my call and awaken!
Sarasong.
And you can see that he's trying to project some sort of spiritual energy to his giant snake that is trembling and twitching.
Oh,
and
back
you
in the
got
world.
Three successes, right?
Yes.
That's only a margin of success of one. So
okay.
Let's see if he can rouse this snake.
Probably.
Yes.
Darn.
He sneaks back on its feet.
But it's still at the same energy it had, which was 2.
Hmm.
But it does go next. Its stance is gone because it was unconscious.
Probably really pissed at Daloon.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, and I should have been better at kicking it.
Daloon is still in the room.
Yep.
You! It'll go back into offensive stance and lunge at you with all 2 of its energy.
Watch out. No! Oh!
Well, that's 1 success.
Nope. That's, yeah. That's more.
You nimbly dodge out of the way of its frenzied attack. It, like, throws itself into the doors. They go blasting off.
I do a spin.
The Nutcracker's playing, so you're just doing the choreography for that?
Yep.
The Air Temple choreography to the Nutcracker.
Yes.
Zahar.
Zappity zap zap the snickety snake snake.
Zappity zap zap the snickety snake snake.
Mm-hmm. So that is, let's see, 2, 3 successes.
He's got 1 energy to defend with. That's a success.
2 successes, and I zappity zap 4.
1 damage, 1 energy, your margin of success exceeds his current energy. You zap him, and he flops back over.
A shrug.
You are the worst snake!
I'm gonna hop through the spirit portal.
Okay.
Just to see what's up. Because he's the only conscious thing right now. And I'm gonna roll to recover. And I recover. So I don't even have to cross that off.
Only the people in the spirit world can hear him yelling at his name. The rest of you can see he's exasperated. Yeah.
He's like, Ben is complaining about the snake.
Yeah, he's just like...
And what was the cover?
Yeah, I assume like he's like, and then I jump through. It's like, you goddamn snake! Why the fuck can't you stay conscious?
Son of a bitch! Okay, Daloon.
Well, I mean.
Why don't you just, like, tie the snake in a knot or something?
I could...
Bind it up?
Or I could spend 5 energy to kick the snake.
And by that you mean fall on your back?
No, with 5 energy, there's a good chance I'll actually kick the snake.
But you'll probably Kevin it.
Because this snake bit me. And it's, like, it's not, like, a real thing. So I mean... doing violence on it is fine.
That's how you want to... justify it. I mean, I don't have that 9 non-violence.
Are we able to see back through the portal to the real world?
Yes.
Okay.
The snake is clearly fictional.
Just glare at him.
I can see, I'm that down snake, and I disapprove.
I'm not going to kick the snake. What should we do with the snake?
You just do that, you have like that, cross your arms, do the thing. Yeah, that thing. That's the look she gives me whenever I do something she disapproves of.
Should I, like, tackle the snake? I don't know. Should I wrestle this unconscious snake?
It's unconscious. What are you going to do?
I don't know.
Just, I'm telling you, I don't know, tie it up in knots of itself. It's 20 feet long.
I knocked it out again. I did my job.
Yeah. I think this thing's out cold.
I mean, I guess I'll try to tie the snake. I will tie the snake.
Throw
something.
A blanket over it.
It's like
20 feet. Throw a blanket over it.
Just get a potato sack, tie it around its head.
Put a fence around
it. And tie another one around its tail.
Now, put a little fence around it.
Yeah, and that's a pretty decent idea. Just
throw a blanket.
Wrap it up in the tapestry. Yeah, no, it's like pull the tapestry off the wall and wrap it up in it.
Oh, is there a tapestry?
Yeah, there's a tapestry on the wall with scrunched aside. That's why we can see the portal.
Oh, yes, that's great. True. Okay.
Yeah, wrap it up in the tapestry.
I use my wind to blow the tapestry off the wall.
completely unnecessarily.
And then just kind of like...
When you pull it off, you can see that it is a hyper-idealized version of Fu Huan. Effectively, he's painted the spirit world image of himself on a throne.
So the only thing that's similar is like eye color, right?
Yeah, and behind it, you can see the insignia of the Society of the Quartered Realm. Just that quartered circle.
It's like Fu Huan, Hero of the Bayou Tapestry.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Hero of the Bayou?
No. No. Okay, yeah. Let's wrap
deface
this,
that.
Let's wrap this snake up in this shit.
Okay.
Just bind him up.
Yes. Let's do that. I guess I'll roll for...
Yeah, I think it's just going to be straight eights unless you have anything that...
Nope.
Is it capture?
Yeah, it's just going to add to the capture difficulty if... Down if whoever else wants to wake him up again. But.
Zero.
Okay.
So it's still, what, my one or two?
You throw a tarp over him.
You think he's cold. You don't want him to catch a cold.
Well, at least I get nine energy back.
Nice.
Huzzah.
Well, wait, nine energy? How much damage did you take?
One.
Okay.
So nine energy. Look, maybe you can wrap up in the tapestry. Okay?
No.
I blew it off.
It's my turn, right?
Actually, it's Cora's turn.
Oh, okay.
Well, maybe she can wrap him up in the tapestry.
I was going to say, second verse, same as the first.
Yeah, he's in the spirit world now. She can do whatevs.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
true. Because you know what there isn't in the spirit world?
Rules?
I was going to say laws, but yeah.
Is she going to do that earthbending thing where, like, just... Donk.
She doesn't really do earth bending. She does fire bending.
She's going
metal bender.
So,
yeah, but she's a metal bender.
She's supposed to be a water bender. Can she just blood bend his arm off or something?
Mm. No, I don't think
that's
how
blood bending
works.
She does prefer fire a lot.
Her eyes start to glow.
Oh dear.
Okay.
She's doing it.
Doing the thing.
She's doing it. Like, why can't you rip someone's limbs off with water bending? Why don't they do that in the show? Is it a kid's show?
That's a two over here, but I don't know if you want it to count.
I mean, I haven't counted any other floor dice, so.
I mean, some brutal stuff happened in the show.
Not as like the murder-suicide?
A huge slab of
that
earth
blew up her own head.
Flies up right behind Fu Huan and throws him forward, basically building his momentum and launching him straight at Soma. Basically, serving him up for you to spike down. That's a 7 success augment damage.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, wow.
Like I said, second verse, same as the first. In offensive mode, I'm going to take the dash, and then I'm going to like jump and axe kick him down.
All of it. All your energy.
Just blow all of my energy into it. So I'll need three more dice.
There's a 10. Two tens.
Two tens. Yeah, two ten. Three tens. Three successes.
I didn't see the black die ones.
Yeah. And a whole bunch of fives, which are just barely successes.
Nope. So three successes?
Yeah, three successes. I put 7 energy in.
Yeah. He comes flying at you. You make a running dash, jump up, just axe kick him down
Boom.
Into the ground.
DBZ style.
Boom!
Splat. No.
Did I inflict a wound on him?
Oh.
Yeah, maybe.
Did I inflict a wound on him?
Sure.
Bad medicine.
Yeah,
I finally
you knocked him cases. Below zero. Go ahead.
Alright, let's see. That's a 5.
What is 5?
I rolled a 5.
Let me pull up my table. So a 5 is gut shot. You expand half his current energy.
What is the one above that?
Bruised chi path. Chi becomes blocked. Treat his discipline rating for all bending disciplines is too lower for the scene.
Ugh. Just boom. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Hit him so hard he can't bend.
Right in his back.
Is he even a bender?
Oh,
I don't know.
He is.
Okay.
Hasn't come up yet, and probably won't, because he is just sprawled out, and he is not getting up.
I could kick him.
I land on the other side of the spirit portal.
Oh, yeah, this isn't a, this isn't an imaginary snake thing.
Mm-hmm. I land on the other side of the spirit portal. Walk up to Cora and just give her a high five. Boom. Actually, let's do it. Okay, actually,
that was firm. I could feel that.
Well, you were in between the two people high-fiving.
As he falls into unconsciousness on the floor of his ostentatious spirit manor, you can see all the mists that were blocking the path beyond the trees clear, and just find shelf after shelf of tomes and like magnetic tape reels.
Well,
some sort of great library.
Huh, of incriminating evidence.
I was going to say, yeah. There's our incriminating evidence. Huh, it worked out.
As you go in and basically explore this room, you can see, like, personal recollections for each date, minutes of society meetings,
wow,
and taped phone conversations from everyone to everyone, including, you see, tapes from Air Temple Island, from Zohar's house. He's apparently been recording Blaze. He has,
This guy is thorough enough to be OCD.
Just like, Ezrin.
Hmm. Thorough enough to be OCD. And when you high-fived, you did it over his unconscious body, right?
Of course!
He was still coming down!
Oh, yeah.
And that's what happened.
Like, the last thing he saw
into a high-five.
Yes!
The high-five was also on.
The last thing he saw before the blackness overtook him was them high-fiving.
Hmm.
See, I've always wanted to use augment damage like that, but none of our turns have ever been in an order to be able to take advantage of it.
Hmm.
Just like because, you know, you don't augment damage, like, Sekhvan never augments damage, and I don't think Dalun would ever do it. I've always wanted to do it for
like,
you.
I
like,
would.
I've wanted to, like,
yeah, but
douse
we've never
people.
Been next to
yeah,
each
we've
other.
Never been next to each other in the initiative order. I've always wanted to just douse someone in water and then have you just come up to them and, like, boom, zap them through it.
Oh no, slithers over to Sekhvan. So, can my friends come back with us?
Yeah, sure.
Don't have anything to do now.
I don't see why not. Like, you can live in the spirit world.
As long as you don't randomly attack people.
What about non-randomly?
Why would they attack people?
No. Well, because that's what they were... Like, that was their job.
Well, it wasn't randomly. Well, it was when the order was given.
Oh, yeah, no, but... Okay, how about this? As long as you don't attack people ever.
Well, unless it's in self-defense.
Yeah.
Well, yes, self-defense is fine.
But that's not attacking people, that's defending yourself.
Yeah, that's Castle Dock.
Very, very, very different.
Cora bends down and picks up Fu Huan and just throws him over her shoulders in like a fireman's carry. Okay, how much incriminating evidence can we get before polls open?
Rice.
I open up my bag and just shove a bunch in it.
Okay. Smash cut to the press conference.
Wait, does he have a pile of money anywhere?
Blow around.
Of course he does.
I blow it as hard as I can.
So smash cut to the press conference.
Yes, you are on stage with Cora, and you start off playing tapes of himself and Ezrin basically conspiring, talking about attacking other presidential candidates. You, as quick as you can, basically put together a highlight reel that's going to be played on the radio continuously.
Then we give Varric the rights to make a mover.
Yeah. Discussing the society.
Yeah. Well.
Cora says, these four made it happen. They unraveled a mystery that threatened to upend the very fabric of democracy.
These four for president.
And then Zahar's president.
It's like, no!
I'll be honest. I don't know what happens next. I've never been in this kind of situation, but I am thankful that we have such stalwart defenders of the government and people to help keep our world safe. I have no other comments. Any questions you may direct towards my friends. And of course, the room immediately erupts, and that's where we'll stop.
See, Tenzin, we do good work.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Epilogue, Dalune walks into Tenzin's with a newspaper, just drops it off.
Drops it and walks out.
Drops the microphone he came in with.
Bam.
Bam, bam, bam.
So I guess the question is, what do we do next?
Yeah, well, I'm going to turn this recorder off and we can talk about that.
Okay.
Right. Yay.
And Sekhba's not dead.
Why would I be
Neither
dead?
Is Zahar.
Because Tenzin was worried he might be.
Oh my god.